The following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Dale Hall Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball, presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition.
The following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Dale Hall Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball, presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, to encourage parents to talk to their children about the consequences of marijuana.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers, one at a time.
By Clay County Funeral Home, helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Macon Bank and Trust, your hometown community bank since 1919.
By Del Hollow One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
The final week of the 2025 regular season has arrived, and it holds two more games for the Black, Purple, and Gold Bombers. The first of which is a special evening here at Joe Sims Gym as Bulldog Nation honors seniors Jade Walker, Maylee Kyle, Lacey Wicks, Hayden Adams, Nate Adams, and Lance Burchett, who take Rob Edwards Court for what could be the last time in their careers. Naturally, here to try to spoil the event is a long time arch rival. The hated Jackson County Blue Devils have left their downriver home in Gainesboro and come northeast into the heart of Bulldog Country to play the season's second clash on the Cumberland. Both sets of Clay County Canines are looking for redemptive wins to ease the pain of their November defeats as the 11-12 Lady Dogs meet the 12-9 Lady Devils and the 16-5 Bulldogs take on the 20-2 Blue Devils. It's time to get it on.
Welcome to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, an in-depth prelude to Lady Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H owners Chris and Derek Hicks.
Fueled by their passion for parts, service, and the community, H&H is the name you can trust when it comes to finding the right automotive, marine, heavy-duty, agricultural, or equipment part to fit your needs.
Plus, they specialize in rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more. So besides getting you back on the road and back on the water, they can also get you back to work in no time.
And they provide it all with their community-driven customer service from a friendly and knowledgeable staff. So give H&H Auto and Equipment Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all of your parts needs.
Though H&H is a pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Subway, where owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Eco Panels of Tennessee, build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
Young Country Cafe, serving country cooking at its finest on Salina's historic Courthouse Square.
Ollie's Place, look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Macon Bank and Trust, your hometown community bank since 1919.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainesboro, the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Salina Lumber Company, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll recap Clay County's most recent games, preview tonight's girls matchup, and much more as we get ready for tip-off. Lady Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Folks, welcome in here to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show. We are thrilled to be here for our 18th basketball broadcast of the season. For the 10th and final time during regular season play, we're sitting high atop Joe Sims Gym, looking down on Rob Edwards Court. I'm Daniel Strong, and I'll be running the camera and calling the action for you as usual. Joining me throughout the broadcast will be potentially Joe Sims. Mr. Sims had a late departure today going to Louisville, Kentucky, so he may still be on the road. Hopefully he'll be able to make it back to his house here in Salina, though, and see this ball game. Going to fill in his stead will be Doug Strong during the girls' game till Mr. Sims gets here, and during boys. With me now, though, the compiler and composer of the yearly District 7A Digest that will be available next week. He's our analyst, statistician, and founder, Thomas Weaver. And, Thomas, I always look forward to that annual periodical you put out to supplement the paper.
Yeah, being next week's edition, of course, is distributed as the tournament program at Livingston Academy in the District 7A tournament. So we're looking forward to postseason play, too. But we got regular season action here tonight in Joe Sims Gym. Like you said, an old rivalry game as Clay County welcomes their neighbors from down the river to town on senior night. Hard to believe it's the last regular season home game of the year, Daniel.
Yeah, it's gone quickly. You know, here we are calling our 18th, and we hadn't even done them all. And, you know, we're sitting here mid-February.
Unreal. But we wouldn't be here without our sponsors on the Horizon Sports Network. They make it all happen. We all want to recognize them. And a special shout-out to the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, who partnered with us to be our presenting sponsor for this basketball season, as they spread their word to parents to talk to their children about the consequences of marijuana. And, of course, the Horizon Sports Network is just an extension of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper Daniel was talking about. So we hope folks will pick up a copy right now out on newsstands for coverage of last week's games, and then, of course, next week for that District 7A Digest and much more. Up next, we'll talk about Clay County's wins over Gordonsville in our recap segment. So stay with us for more of the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Welcome back to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show, where we're going to go inside the pages of the newspaper with our Delhalla Horizon recap segment. The story talked about how the Lady Dogs followed up their historic win at Clark Range by avenging a double overtime loss at Gordonsville when they held on to a 46-43 victory over the Tigerettes last Friday night. Lacey Wicks paced the Lady Dogs with 15 points. Ella Ease added 11, and Halen Garrison made a trio of three-pointers for 9 points in the contentions contest, where Clay County held on to a slim lead the majority of the way. The Lady Dogs carried a 34-31 lead into the fourth quarter before they went on to win by the same margin when they defended Gordonsville well on their last second attempt to tie the game at the buzzer. Besides the trio, at or close to double digits, Natalie Smith had 6 and Baylor Walden 5 in that one, Daniel. That's just a big win for the Lady Dogs.
Definitely was. You know, if you can't sweep a district opponent at the worst, you want to split with them. So that was a nice win.
And then the Dogs rose to the occasion and beat the Tigers 80-62 as Nate Adams scored 20 points. Nolan Adams added 18. Lance Burchett had 15. Warner Melton put up 13. Hayden Adams had 9, and Cole Leeds had 5 for Clay County. A high-scoring first quarter ended with the Dogs ahead 20-18, and the game was knotted at 34 at the break before Clay County took control. They outscored the Tigers 22-10 in the third period to go up by double digits before cruising to the 18-point victory down the stretch. Daniel, I personally kind of called them out before that one, said they hadn't won the big game. Well, they've done it now.
Yeah, you know, Gordon's a top-tier Class A basketball program, top-tier coach, and, you know, Clay County too, but they needed to kind of prove to themselves that, hey, we can do this, and maybe that'll open the door to get even bigger wins now. Got a good Jackson County team obviously coming in here tonight, so going to have a tough challenge.
No doubt about it. Folks, we'll be right back with more of the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show as we get ready for Clay County and Jackson County here on the Horizon Sports Network.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Back here live on H&H on Equipment Parts pregame show. Time for the Ashok and Strong Girls 7A update. Of course, non-conference action happening here tonight between Clay County and Jackson County, but going back to Friday, it was Clay County who beat Gordonsville, as Thomas just chronicled, 46-43 here at Joe Sims Gym to wrap up District 7A play. Also on Friday night, Clark Range lost to Pickett County 65-84. On Saturday, Pickett County beat Clinton County, Kentucky in girls action 75-39. Last night, Clark Range beat Stone Memorial 60-36, and Red Bull and Springs lost to Monroe County, Kentucky 36-65. Tonight, 11-12 Clay County hosting 12-9 Jackson County. 22-3 Pickett County travels to 9-14 Gordonsville. 4-21 Red Bull and Springs hosting 14-12 Westmoreland. So Doug, you know, the most interesting matchup there, Pickett County at Gordonsville in girls action, but you got to think the defending state champs have the upper hand, obviously, but don't overlook Gordonsville at home, right?
Well, yeah, and, of course, depth with Gordonsville, plenty of it, and Pickett ain't got that depth. If you could get them in a little foul trouble, and we done that here, got them a little, and made little runs at them, so Gordonsville's deep enough. If they got them in foul trouble, we'll make a good run at them.
That's a real good point. Current District 7A standings, Pickett County going to be the number one seed. They're 7-0. Even if they lost to the Tiger Ants tonight, they would be the regular season one. Clay County has secured that regular season number 2, 5-3 in conference play. Clark Range, third place, 4-4. Gordonsville sitting in fourth place at 3-4. They will be fourth place regardless because they have not beat Clark Range Well, that would give them a quality win over Pickett, so maybe that's not true. Maybe Clark Range could finish the four if Gordonsville upsets Pickett in girls' action. Fifth place, 0-8 Red Bull in spring. So we know this. We know that Clay County will be in the District 7A semifinal game as the number two seed on Thursday, February. I think that date's the 20th or is it the 19th?
It's the 20th.
The 20th. Thursday, February 20th at Livingston Academy. Going to be the 7:30 tip in girls' action as the two seed. Should be probably against Clark Range, we would think, in that one.
I think so because it goes head-to-head first, I'm pretty sure.
Before quality win.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. So they swept Gordon's on the regular season.
So that's how it'll be. Okay, so that's pretty much it. Going to be Clay County and Clark Range in that action. Folks, the Girls 7A update has been brought to you by Ashok and Strong Insurance. Visit Mark and sign today because everybody needs a strong insurance agent. And he's got Clay County covered. Go ahead and make sure that we have plenty of time to do Tipsy's final take. The last word before tip-off brought to us by Ollie's Place. Well, we get some final thoughts from everybody prior to this non-conference matchup. Teams met all the way back on Black Friday, November the 29th. Clay County, I did not feel like that night. Didn't think they played well. They lost 30-57 down at Gainsborough, one of the poor performances, I feel like, of the year, guys. Doug, we're a different team sitting here tonight, though, don't you think?
Oh, definitely. This team, from that point to this point, daylight and dark, the improvement's been tremendous. And like I said, they're on a little roll right now. The last two or three weeks of the season, they've kind of gotten a real good groove. So I look at this to be a different ballgame tonight.
Yeah, Thomas, you look at the records and you say, well, Clay County is 11-12. Jackson County's 12-9. They've got a significantly stronger record, but we've talked about it many times. Clay County's 12 losses come to some pretty strong programs. Kind of a deceptive record, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree, and I think Coach Brown's got one of his better teams that he's had in quite some time. I expect this to be a very competitive ball game with Clay County playing some of their best ball of the season, like Doug said, as they prepare for tournament play. I think the Lady Dogs are going to have to put up a few points tonight. You know, that's one thing that we haven't seen out of them lately, Doug. You know, they're winning these tight games defensively. Yeah. Of course, you want your defense to show, but, yeah, you need to put some more points on the board. If you do, that takes a little pressure off your defense. So that's something important getting into tournament play to add a little momentum, start scoring a little more points.
And, of course, my final thought, head coach Jim Brown, always a tough thing when you're going up against a multi-time Hall of Fame-style veteran. So it's going to be a tough one tonight against Jackson County. Folks, that has been Tipsy's Final Take, sponsored by Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina. And stop in for a little taste of soul today.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Heat pumps are ideal in southern climates. In the winter, they draw warmth from there to keep you warm. In the summer, they remove heat from there to keep you cool. And they do it all in the most energy efficient way possible. Even better, when it's installed by a quality network contractor, you'll be eligible for low interest financing with no money down. Call Tri-County Electric for all the exciting details of our no money down, low cost financing heat pump financing program. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
Fishing and boating at Del Hall Lake are some of the best you'll find anywhere. Clay County Chamber of Commerce invites local folks and out-of-town visitors to make plans now for a trip to Del Hall Lake. Not only is the lake home to the world record smallmouth bass, but it's one of the best houseboating lakes in the nation. For more details, you can contact the local chamber at 931-243-3338 or visit delhollalake.org.
back here live at Joe Sims Gym on the Horizon Sports Network in front of the season second clash on the Cumberland between Clay County and Jackson County. And it's time for Gone Country Cafe to serve up the Lady Bulldogs starting lineups. We'll begin, as we always do, with the opposition. And it comes tonight in form of the visiting Jackson County Lady Blue Devils wearing their royal blue travel jerseys, white numerals on those, trimmed in black. Of course, their head coach, legendary Jim Brown, multi-time state champ, 33rd season leading the program, 12-9 record this year. They are 2-5 out of their home district of 5AA. They do have a one-game losing streak into tonight's contest. Starting for Jackson County, number 11, Carr Williams. Number 12, Isabel Beatty. Number 21, Reese Thomas. Number 34, Jules Looper. And number 44, Jalen Meadows. Starting for Jackson County. Clay County Lady Bulldogs wearing those white home jerseys tonight. Last regular season home game here in Joe Sims Gym. Senior night for Lacey Wicks, the lone senior on the squad. Lady Dogs are led by head coach Matt Walker, ninth season overall, 187 wins. I may not have updated that. He may be at 188 now, to 91 losses, 11-12 record this year, 5-3. In District 7A, they're at a three-game win streak into tonight's contest. Starting for Clay County, sophomore number 3, Natalie Smith. Sophomore number 11, Helen Garrison. Junior number 12, Baylor Walden. Senior number 22, Lacey Wiggs. And the junior number 24, Ella Eats. Starting lineup's been brought to you by Gone Country Cafe, family-owned and operated by Steve and Cassandra Cornell. Gone Country serves country cooking at its finest with breakfast all day, weekday specials till 2 p.m., new extended hours Monday nights, and their famous Friday night catfish. Have you gone country lately? Senior night here at Clay County High School will be hitting that theme several times. Those two cheerleaders and four players will be honored between games. And it's time to get this first one on, guys. Girls action coming up.
Been some battles between these two girls' teams over the years, hadn't there, Doug?
Yeah, and they come back to our district next year, so it'll be, you know, a little more meaning to it next year. But this has always been a good matchup, and everybody wants to beat each other when they play each other, so it's a good one.
Lacey Wicks going to step into the center circle on the CC logo, tipping off there against Jules Looper. Wicks going to control it, and the Lady Dogs with the first possession. Clay County shooting in the hoop guard layup during this first half of play, of course. Try to learn these Lady Blue Devils as quickly as possible. First broadcast for us against Jackson County this year. We did not call that contest down in Gainesboro on Black Friday. Baylor Walden into the paint. Nice opening.
Good take by Baylor. Good to see her be aggressive early.
Sure was. 2-0. Clay County in front. 7:30 mark, first quarter. Point guard for Jackson County, 44, Jalen Meadows. She's handed off to a teammate since then. Reese Thomas with it at the free throw line. Dribbles back out, gives to Beatty. Beatty going to hand off to Williams. Williams now being defended by Natalie Smith at left wing. Kicked into the corner to Beatty. Baseline drive, shot no good. Baker Wall on the rebound. 7-minute mark for first quarter. 2-0, Clay County in front. Smith passes ahead to Eads. Eads fakes right, drives left, kicks to Wicks. Lacey has been opening up hot from three lately, and guess who else is? Halen Garrison knocks it down, deep ball right wing. Doug, a natural shot at it.
Yeah, good ball movement to get her that open shot, too. Of course, a lot of people back off Halen because she shoots it so deep, but she can make that shot.
Yeah, she'll shoot it from 6, 7, 8, maybe even 10 feet back. 6:30 mark, first quarter, 5-0. Good opening for the Lady Dogs. Now Williams going to try her hand to the three, no good. Lacey Wicks couldn't hold in the rebound. She does this time. It was originally rebounded by Reese Thomas and put back up, no good. Wicks pulled it down. Lacey just having a monster senior season. Forehead coach Matt Walker's at each dive's baseline, misses the shot, got her on rebound, kicks it out to Smith. Wiggs averaging 7 points and 7 rebounds a game. Both of those numbers have been climbing lately. Nice drive by Ella Eads. Slashed right through there.
Clay County has been real aggressive to start, you know, driving into the hole with Baylor, then Ella. So that's nice to see.
added the bucket, did the junior point guard, and the junior shooting guard, I should say, Natalie Smith, the true point on the team this year. Makes it 7-0, Clay County's advantage. Jackson still looking for their first bucket of the contest. Beatty works it to the block. Now she's turned away by Eads, giving it back to Williams. Williams, I don't want to misspeak, but she's the one I'm most familiar with, maybe the most veteran player on this Lady Devil team, Thomas Herr, and Reese Thomas, of course, the two names I'm most familiar with.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you for sure, Daniel. They're recognizable, that's for sure. Yeah. Clay County has played Jackson County every year for a long, long time.
Oh, yeah, even when we've not been in the district, almost always meeting up with Jackson County, maybe a couple years, early 2000s maybe, when they were double-A, but almost always going to see them on the schedule, as we should. Williams shot no good. She's fouled, though, by Smith. First personal against anyone in this one. Natalie on the season, just talking about a solid sophomore year, 7.4 points per game, 3.7 rebounds, 2.1 assists. Need to go deeper, just looking at some of the stuff that we have from Andrew Meadows. I know steals also 1.8, right at 2 takeaways with 1.2 deflections. Just been very impressed with Natalie Smith during her sophomore campaign.
Yeah, her offensive stuff we kind of accustomed to, but her defense is something that kind of you leave out of her conversation, but she's solid defensively too.
She is a really good hustler. Free throws were good. I failed to even catch the Lady Devil. I know Thomas got it.
Yeah, it was Clara Williams at the line, made them both.
7-2 now. 5 points the advantage for Clay County. Now a takeaway almost for Jackson County. Baker Walden recollects. He gives back to Garrison. Her three-pointer no good. Halen hustling for her own rebound. No guys baseline. Bounce pass to Smith. Shot good.
Good job by Halen to run that down, then just to get it to the basket and get a layup.
Just a good momentum play there. Puts it back 9-2. Coach Brown's squad 12-9 on the season, and it's been a rebuild process, waiting for the nucleus of this team to build. They hit some hard times there through a couple seasons in Jackson County, and they're looking up again. A strong junior high team this year, and their fifth and sixth grade team really good, to my understanding. So Jackson County never stays down too long in girls basketball.
Yeah, and maybe coming back at the right time. Ella Eads pulling the trigger at the right time, putting Clay County up. Double figures early in this one. They lead 12-2, 3:44 left here in the first quarter.
You're listening to it.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home. Proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Welcome back to Clay County Lady Bulldog Basketball, being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition. Lady Dogs off to a fast start. They lead Jackson County 12-2 already, Daniel.
Great opening so far. Great opening. When these teams met the last time at the end of one, it was 14-11 in favor of Jackson County. Right now, 12-2 in favor of Clay County. 3:26 mark left in this first quarter. Smith presses across the timeline, backs up, bounces it to Walden, Baker at the wing, thinks about a drive, does so to the box, shot up, no good, fighting for the rebound. Wicks comes away with it. How many times have we seen that this year? Lacey Wicks keeping it alive. Now she's going to drive into the paint. She's fouled a little bit, no whistles, though. Walden picks up the dribble, gives back to Eads. Eads slashing into the paint, spins, kicks to Walden, deep three right side, in there. Berger Walden with 5 points in this opening quarter, and Clay County putting on the show, 15-2 over Jackson County.
Just great ball movement, finding the open person, and they're knocking them down.
Just as crisp and as good as we have seen them play, and, you know, we... Jackson County, once again, this is a strong Lady Devil team. You know, if you were to ask a hometown Gainesboro fan about it, they might say, oh, yeah, we're okay, because they've had such great squads over the years. But this is a solid team in front of us. They can't just play well.
Yeah, they really are. And you can see it in the Lady Dogs' eyes almost. I know we can't really see them from here, but they're the way they took the floor, Doug, and the way they're playing is just evident. You know, yeah. You can just feel it.
Well, and that's kind of boiling over for the last couple of weeks, you know, and it's just building.
And coming out of district play, some of the intensity of those games with Gordonsville, Pickett, and Clark Ranges. Garrison fires a three left side a little bit short. They'll be rebounded by Jackson County. After you get up to play those big district contests, this one maybe feels just a little bit less, you know. Jackson County trying to climb back here, 15-2 the score. Lady Devils with it. Metis pushes her way baseline, kicks off to a teammate. And now it's going to be Beatty out top working against Ella Eads. Beatty right, now left, gives to Williams. Williams on the drive, kicks outside to Beatty again. She pulls the trigger on a three, knocks it down. Isabel Beatty with her first points. Makes it 15-5. Clay Kitty up by 10. Minute 35 left here. No subs yet for Coach Walker. Original five starters on the floor. Give Garrison two triples in the opening quarter. We have seen that streaky scoring from her this year, and when she's on, and definitely on right now.
Yeah, once Halen gets going, she's going, you know. So look for her to just keep cranking them.
Williams down, defended by Smith, pulls up, jumper good, 18-7 after Williams gets the bucket. Minute five left in this opening quarter. Natalie with it, crosses the timeline, sets up at left wing, hesitation move to the hoop, a nice move, didn't get the bucket, but she is fouled. That's a good job of Natalie.
Well, it was. She pulls that in there like she's going to pull it back out and then sees that gap and just takes it onto the hole. That's real good by her to see that opening to take it.
You know, that's a move. We talked about it off air, Doug, about Smith and Garrison, how when the teams met last time, they were truly kind of first-time starter, early sophomores, much more experienced players now, and the drive and getting to the free throw line by Smith, not something we would have seen pre-Christmas, something she's developed.
No, the confidence they've got now versus that early part of the season, just daylight and dark.
Smith good on both of those free throws. Nice for her to knock those down. She is a 46.2% free throw shooter on the season, so helping out the average there. Three-pointer left side, Jackson County, no good. 45 seconds left in the opening quarter. Natalie Smith the rebound. Natalie pressing hard across the timeline, dishes off, trying to find Wicks or Kendall one. I couldn't tell. It was knocked away by Jackson County. Beverly Walden and Halen Garrison have checked out. We've got Clark Kendall and I guess Kalia Brooklyn Scott. Freshman Brooklyn Scott in for them.
You know, been seeing Crawford come off the bench in a guard spot, but the size of Jackson County kind of warrants Scott being in there.
For sure. Of course, and that is dictated a lot by what you just saw. It's about the matchup. So if we've needed the post, it has been Brooklyn Scott, who's done a nice job as a freshman. If we've needed the guard, it has been Clea Crawford. And at times, here comes the hybrid reserve to the scorer's table now, Jenna Thompson. She lines up at both positions, can play guard, can play post, just a good, gritty player is sophomore Jenna Thompson.
And like I said, the matchups are going to be similar because Jackson County, all their girls are guard, too, you know, as far as can handle it, even though you've got post in there. But they're all, you know, size-wise about the same. They all handle the ball well, so it's going to be good matchups.
Lila Smith on those free throws. A minute ago for Jackson County, 22-7 currently the score. Or did I make that up? Was I just looking at something else, Thomas? Maybe a foul was called on Lila Smith.
I think you're right. Natalie Smith makes her fourth free throw of the game. She's a perfect 4-for-4 to give Clay County a 15-point lead.
Three-pointer by Jackson County's Reese Thomas. 22-10, 3 seconds left in the opening quarter. Wicks on the inbound, buzzer sounds. A nice opening quarter for the black, purple, and gold here at Joe Sam's Gym. It's Clay County 22, Jackson County 10 after one.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Welcome back to Lady Bulldog Basketball, man. Presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, where the Lady Dogs lead the Lady Blue Devils of Jackson County 22-10 heading in the second quarter. And here's your Lady Dog scoring summary brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply. Fast start for Clay County as Ella Eads and Baylor Walden, both with five each, and then Halen Garrison and Natalie Smith with six apiece. Clay County's knocked down four threes in the first quarter. For Jackson County, they're being led by Claire Williams with 4 points, and then Isabella Beatty and Reese Thomas both with three as Clay County leads by 12, 22-10. This Lady Dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply, providing essential home and farm needs in Salina, Tennessee. For the better part of two decades, Copeland's has become a cornerstone in the community home builders and DIYers can trust. Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way.
Williams on the inside drive, misses the shot, but draws the foul. I believe Halen Garrison called for the personal. So, first one for Halen. That's just good opening quarter offensively. Thomas, you called for offensive output. Well, we've had less than 22 multiple times in the half.
Yeah, no doubt.
This season. Great quarter.
Yeah, and I just wanted to see that out of this Lady Bulldog team. You know, Doug talked about it. They won with defense moving into the postseason, Doug. They're going to have to learn how to score some points, and they spread it around in that first quarter and did so.
And that's what this team's capable of. You know, they got four or five girls that can score 10 apiece. You know, if they do their scoring like that, we're going to be pretty solid.
7:25 mark of the second, and he's driving inside, kicks to Wicks, Wicks to Smith. Natalie now. Comes around the edge of the perimeter, gives to Garrison. Shot fake, steps back, thought about a three, gives to Wicks. Lacey now going to have a nice move to the hoop. She's fouled hard. Foul against Reese Thomas. But Lacey going to go to the line, and Wicks just continuing to grow as we get deeper into this season. 35% free throw shooter on the year. That has improved lately.
That's improved, and her half-court offense has also improved. She carried it over from the last contest.
Yeah.
Off the bounce, Doug, attacking the rim.
Yeah, and that's something that over the last couple of weeks we've seen that she hadn't done. Now she's attacking off the dribble.
Missed both of those free throws, leaves it at 22-11. Clay County currently with Jackson County doubled up right now. Coach Walker looking for his 16th win over Jackson County. He's met them 19 prior times. 15-4 is record. Against Jim Brown and the Lady Blue Devils, and credit to Coach Walker's teams during that stretch of being dominant. Now, he has called Jackson County at a down time during those years. We'll say that, and I'm sure Coach Walker will be the first to admit that, but they took care of business against the men 15-4 those games.
And no matter what, when you go in to play a Jackson County team, whether experienced, not experienced, one of the best coaches in the state of Tennessee sitting there coaching them, so they're going to give you the best effort.
Bar none. And we talk about it all the time as we've got Ella Eads at the line shooting free throws, a rare miss for her. She is a 72.6% free throw shooter on the season. Releases the second, hits it, makes it 23-11. Boys and girls both just so blessed here in this district and in the upper Cumberland across all classifications. Some of the best coaches in the state sit right here within a 40-mile radius of Bulldog Country. And we've talked about it multiple times before as well. You count up the gold and silver balls of the teams who have been in and out of District 7 Single A with Pickett, Clark Range, Jackson County, and Clay, just those four. And it, you get up into the 30s as far as state title appearances. If you want to extend that to double and triple A, then that gets an even bigger number with Upperman, Livingston, to Macon County, and just strong, strong tradition in girls basketball.
Yeah. Gold and silver balls everywhere when you walk in these gyms. I mean, that's just what it is.
6:24 mark of this second quarter. Williams at the line hit both of those free throws. 23-13. And I'll try to stay focused on the game and quit talking about stuff that's not going on in front of us. Sometimes y'all got to just get me redirected. Y'all know that. Walden, three-pointer right side in there. Second triple of the contest for Baylor Walden. And Clay County shooting lights out. 26-13 the score. 6-minute mark. Lacey Wicks a takeaway. Licks, got that look in her eye. Wants to go coast to coast, all the way into the paint, puts on the brakes. Didn't have the numbers. Now she has them. Kicks it to Kendall. Kendall to Garrison. Garrison well defended there by Meadows. Meadows actually steals it from her. Nice job by the Lady Devils here coming up with a takeaway. 5:45 mark of the second. And it's Smith who's got it for them. Gives back off to Meadows. Kicks to Williams. Williams deep three. No good. Rebound Wicks. Lacey now comes back across the half court. Lady Dogs shooting at the hoop to her left during this first half, as they always do. Walden now with it. Gives back to Garrison. Deep three. Yes! Third of the night for Garrison. She's missed one three-pointer, I know. She may be 3-4 right now from this point.
Yeah, I think so. We talked about it. And in the last few games, she's really hit some of those streaks. I think she made three in that Gordonville win. And then led the team with 19 points. Maybe what you make, four at Clark Range. So, kind of starting to dial it in. We think of her as a streaky shooter. She's getting pretty consistent of late.
That's right. Just been on all the time. Takeaway here by Jackson County, 4:45 mark. 29-13, Clay County a 16-point lead, have led throughout this contest. Looking back at the prior meeting, is a three-pointer taken by Beatty, no good. Rebound Wicks. That last meeting, only three lead changes. Clay County led by 1 point at one time back on November the 29th. Jackson County's biggest lead, 28 points in that last contest.
And Clay County only scored 30 points in that game.
Right. You're right.
We're at 29 right now with 4 minutes to go in the second.
Yeah, 57-30 that final, and that's a great point, Doug. By quarter, Clay scored 11, 4, 8, and 7 in that contest. A couple turnovers for the Lady Dogs offensively here in the middle of this second quarter, though, Thomas. Beatty firing a three. That's good. If we see more of that, Jackson County will climb right back in this thing. 13 points the difference right now, 29-16. Walden with it. Passes ahead to Wicks, and Wicks is fouled. As we mentioned, Lacey, the only senior on this Matt Walker-led Lady Dog team. And she'll be honored alongside Nate Adams, Hayden Adams, and Lance Burchett, along with cheerleaders Jade Walker and Maylee Kyle. Between the contest, very proud of all six of those seniors, and glad that we've got some more action to get to watch for them here in Bulldog Country. Eads on the inbound. 3:35 mark of the second. Lady Dogs up by 13. 29-16. Eads to the block. Shot up. No good. She's fouled. Meadows called for the personal. Some of the Jackson County faithful frustrated with the call.
Just what I like about that is she got a little physical right there, LD. Got in there real strong, physical, and kind of bullied in there.
Sure did. But had just thrown him out. Wasn't so aggressive that an offensive foul was anything on the mind of anybody. Just drew the contact.
Well, the biggest thing you want to see when you go in there, be strong with it. You know, not crazy strong, but be solid in there. And Ella's, her game's changed that a lot this year.
Yeah, sometimes the young ladies especially, I think they'll go in there and maybe compromise their the form of their shot sometimes, just expecting the foul call. And like you say, be strong. Have a good shot. If they call the foul, great. If they don't, you've still had a good look at it.
And if you're strong, you may get that and one in there.
No doubt.
So just be strong with it.
Beatty now with it. Backs it up. Hands to Thomas. Reese Thomas to Williams there. Williams going to drive. Steps back on two-pointer. A little bit short off the front of the iron. Rebound Ella Eads. Ella now presses the issue. Gets across the timeline. Into the front court. Bounce pass to Claire Kendall. Knocks down the three-pointer. Claire Kendall has solidified herself as an outside threat during district play this year. Now as the regular season draws nigh, she's shooting sharp. 34-16, the score, 2:50 mark of the second quarter.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill,
View our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back to Lady Bulldog Basketball, being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, who remind parents to talk to their children about the consequences of marijuana. Clay County, 7 first-half three-pointers so far. They lead by 18 here over Jackson County, 34-16. And there's 3 minutes left here in the first half.
Things are great right now. If you're a Clay County fan, we mentioned Kendall. She is a 25% three-point shooter on the season, 7 of 28. But as I mentioned, if you went from January 1 till now, those numbers would be higher. All 7 of those makes, I think, have come during that stretch. And she is playing well. Beatty with a nice drive to the hole. Got past Kendall that time. Adds the bucket. 34-18 now the score. Garrison with it. Haven all the way into the paint. Dishes off to Kendall. She pulls the trigger on the three. You in and out no good. Eats the rebound. Put back no good. Rebound this time Meadows for Jackson County. I don't have classes on these Lady Devils. I apologize for that. I usually like to talk about what grade they're in. It's a big three-pointer shot made by number 20, Havana Banks. Timeout taken by Matt Walker, 30-second right here. We'll stay on air and talk about our presenting sponsor, the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, and all the good things they do here with the youth of the county and the grown-ups, too.
That's right. The Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition encourages parents to talk to their children about the consequences of marijuana, and they offer this message to help them do so. They tell parents they should be clear on their stance and show they disapprove of marijuana use. Let your children know you care, and you're there to talk whenever needed. It says build your child's skills and strategies for avoiding marijuana use and be a good source of information for your child. For more information, please visit samhsa.gov/marijuana. Of course, the project's funded under a grant contract with the State of Tennessee Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services. We thank them for being our presenting sponsor, Daniel, and for all they do here in the community.
Absolutely, certainly do. Minute 54 left here. In this first half of play, 34-21, Jackson County also putting together some points here. Just not as many as Clay County, 13-point differential. Lady Dogs looking to build on that. Eads with it, gets the Wicks at the free throw line. Lacey back out to Ella. Ella going to back it up, give to Hazen off left side, bounces it inside the Wicks. Nice move by Lacey. Ball goes out of bounds and a continuation now. I had that conversation with Coach Walker the other day, bragged on Lacey to him, and he was very complimentary of her play and talked about, calling some things for her to do that. And I think that's what we just saw, a design play for Wicks to drive that right side. Walden now with it. Minute 15 left in the second. Clay County trying to get to an even 12-12 on the year with a win tonight. As we mentioned, they are the number two seed in District 7A. We'll take on Clark Range in the district semi. That'll be at Livingston Academy on Thursday, the 20th of February. 55 seconds and ticking, so looking for the last shot or layup here, I suppose. I don't know. Down to 45. Eads going to drive. She's crossed up. Goes off of Ella. Good defense there. Trying to set, I think, number 20. That is Havana Banks for Jackson County. So
yeah, Banks has entered the contest and kind of kept them in it a little bit. She knocked down a big three earlier.
Yeah, I wish I had the classes, as I mentioned. I'm curious to know what grade she's in. Pretty promising young player, it looks like. Banks with it right side, defending by Walden. 28 seconds and ticking, second quarter. Beatty now, top of the key. Works against Kendall. Take away, nearly took away anyway, by Lacey Wicks. She knocks it out of bounds. Lacey on the season. Obviously putting together some big numbers. 69 steals on the year. 57 deflections for Lacey. It's a three-pointer knocked down by Meadows. Number 44 for Jackson County. 15 seconds left here in the first half. is Clay County inbounds. A 10-point difference, 34-24. D, three-pointer, Garrison knocks it down. She can't miss nothing here. 4 3-pointer here of the first half for Halen Garrison. And the hoop's on fire for the Lady Dawgs in the first half of play. 37 points. Nice opening two quarters for Clay County, shooting very well from distance.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Lady Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chapin for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
With the Citizens Bank mobile app at Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off, and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Open up an account today to take control and protect your money with the Citizens Bank mobile app at Bank of Salina. Bank of Salina. Serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Across our communities, Macon Bank and Trust Company is here for you. We stand firm behind your investments, and we continue to be a strong supporter of our local schools. Macon Bank and Trust Company, a proud sponsor of our youth athletes. Your hometown community bank since 1919. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Wondering what the Chamber can do for you? The Clay County Chamber of Commerce is the best business partner you can have. Offering the lowest dues in the region starting at $50 a year, the local chamber has the resources to get the word out about your business. From print advertising in local regional publications to digital promotion on social media and beyond, the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is your source for letting people know what you have to offer. And 100% of all chamber dues goes to advertising for members. So become a member today and take advantage of the endless opportunities offered by the Clay County Chamber of Commerce.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Joe Sims Gym here in Salina, Tennessee for the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network, where Clay County leads Jackson County 37-24 here at halftime of the girls' game. And this time for your first half breakdown brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. Clay County got off to a hot start. They went up by as many as 15 in the first quarter before Jackson County closed it out with a three-pointer of their own to cut it to 12 at 22-10 at the end of the opening period before Clay County outscored Jackson County just by one, 15-14 in the second, as the Lady Blue Devils kind of kept pace with the Lady Dawgs after they jumped out to that big lead, and then they added to it by 1 point here at the break at 13-37-24 for Clay County. They've nailed 8 3-pointers here in the first half. Ella Eads and Baylor Walden had 3 of them combined for 8 points apiece. Claire Kendall had one for 3 points. And then Halen Garrison, 4 three-pointers from behind the arc for a total of a cool dozen, 12 points here at halftime, while Natalie Smith adds 6 at the break. For Jackson County, Claire Williams has 7 points. Isabella Beatty with 8. Reese Thomas has 3. Jalen Meadows, 3. And Ivana Banks also with 3 for the Lady Blue Devils, who trail by 13, 37-24 here at the break. This first half breakdown has been brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. Try out their new Premier Checking account and find out how to make a deposit from anywhere with ease, check your balance, and much more. Go online and do all of that at MaconBankAndTrust.com. Macon Bank and Trust, come grow with us. Stay with us for much more of the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for Levelized Billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized Billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized Billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about Levelized Billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Welcome back here to Joe Sims Gym. 37-24, Clay County up by 13 at the break after some fine shooting there in the first half. Time now for the local sports lowdown brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors. Junior high basketball, sixth grader, Paige Gross, over at Hermitage Springs. She'll be in the Upper Cumberland Middle School All-Star Game on February the 16th at Cobble High School Sunday afternoon. That game will tip off at 1 o'clock. And 7th graders Callista Smith and Lily White will be joined by Sonicade 8th grader Tyler Adams in the junior high action after that at 4. So that's this coming Sunday over at Coolville High School. So good luck to Paige Gross, Callista Smith, Lily White, and Tyler Adams as they all participate in that. Tennessee Tech basketball, redshirt sophomore Grant Strong and his Golden Eagle squad are 13-12 overall, 8-6 in the OVC. And right on one-game win streak after beating Eastern Illinois Saturday, 59-54. They'll be traveling to Little Rock for a 7 p.m. tip on Thursday. Raptors 905, Tyreek Key and his squad are on a two-game losing streak, but they are tied for second in the G League Eastern Conference standings with an 11-6 record after losing against the Osceola Magic 104-110 on Friday. Tyreek accounted for 8 points during 23 minutes of game time in the defeat. The 905 now are set to host the Cleveland Charge tomorrow with a 10 a.m. tip up in Canada. This week's Hoka Sports Lowdown has been brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, offering you windows, doors, siding, roof, and more. There are other folks that you can trust to protect your home from the elements. privileged to be joined now by Joe Sims at the table. His road trip has been completed, and he's back here where he belongs. And Coach Sims, you came into a treat.
I came playing well. I listened to it from the opening tip, and really impressed with our ability to shoot the ball tonight. If we could keep this up, everything will be good. I told Doug, I said, now if they start not doing good, I'm going to get you back up here. I'm going to leave.
We, hopefully, as we switch into the floor here from left to right, that momentum will continue. Halen Garrison leading the way from the three-pointers, four made three-pointers in the first half. Everybody playing good for Clay County. Natalie Smith with it, works inside the wall. Then she had the first points of the game, and she gets, gets the first points of the third quarter. Lacey Wicks, the rebound, her putback no good. Now a foul going to be called, actually a jump ball call.
Well, we had a good look there. It just didn't go.
Coach Sims, we talked about it. Talked about this 13-point lead, really more about the good play of Clay County rather than any negative part about Jackson. We know what they got as far as coaching, and they got the team.
I could hear it. You know, it sounded like we was playing awfully good.
You know?
And they scored 24. That's a pretty good half.
Yep.
You know, any more.
12-9 record on the year. Of course, playing out of the tough District 5 AA. 7:25 mark here. Smith going to come across the timeline. JV girls contest before this one, boys as well. JV girls had a tough, I think it was a two-point loss. I know it was a single possession game. Thomas, you were in here as well. You might remember the score.
There.
I don't. Eads adds a bucket there. And she has been doing that well tonight. 15 points now, the lead, 39-24. So, that JV win, a nice one for Jackson County, but credit to JV girls with a strong performance as well.
Yeah, mid-30s or so was the score, and you're right, two-point difference at the end as both teams played really well. As number 30, Lila Smith knocks down the three for Jackson County.
That ball didn't hit nothing but net.
Yeah, you're right, Coach. It was a pure one. Lacey Wicks tries to answer, shoots wide of the mark. Rebound Garrison. Garrison drives inside, shot no good, but a foul going to be called against Lila Smith.
That's good. I didn't really see it, but glad they called it.
Me too, and a little bit of a delayed whistle, but we're glad it happened. Garrison in the line shooting free throws. 50% free throw shooter.
She's got it up from like 20-something to 50. Continues to climb. She hit that one. Maybe she hit this one.
Well, up at Clark Range, you know, was 4-4, I think, during the fourth quarter.
Yeah, she hit a bunch down the stretch.
We almost knew with reps that had to climb. Of course, coming into the night, she was 8 of 16 from free throw, 53 of 159 on 3 points. And as we've said a lot recently in broadcast, if you looked at Garrison's post-Christmas numbers, probably going to see even better ones. Meadows on the bucket for Jackson County makes it 41-29. A takeaway. Williams comes up with a loose ball, still gives to Beatty. Beatty's layup good. And just like that, Jackson County cuts it back to a 10-point game. 41-31. Smith presses across the timeline, sets up shop left wing. Gets it inside to Garrison, who's in the paint, misses the floater. Rebound Wicks. Wicks to Walden. Walden a shot fake and a drive. Baylor kicks out to Garrison. Never got to her, though. Williams comes up with a loose ball steal. Passes ahead to Smith, and it goes out of bounds. Jackson County taking back over. Both teams turning it over, Coach.
Yeah, we got a little sloppy there a couple trips. Madley still can't dribble through three. That's what she tried to do.
Of course, you know, there's a certain, and correct me if I'm wrong, I may be overthinking it, but is there a certain mentality and swagger or art form or whatever that comes with playing with a lead, maintaining, you know, having that 15-point lead and keeping that edge and keeping an opponent down?
Yeah, I think so, but turning it over two or three straight trips is not the way to do it.
Right.
You got to be clean and, you know, get a good shot every trip.
And that's something that, this Clay County team, that's kind of the next phase of things for them is to learn that part of it. As Garrison gets a foul called on her second personal.
Yeah, we
it's kind of a mentality.
We still go little bonkers every now and then. You know, we'll play really, really good and then have a trip or two where we don't
Coach Walker calling a full timeout, wanting to talk to his girls perhaps about the same. 4:56 mark of the third. Clay County up by 10. 41-31.
Winter could get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, FDIC.
That's what I was just thinking. It's a pretty good crowd.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball, being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition. Jackson County just cut it to a single-digit ball game.
Sure did. First time in a while it's been there. 8 points the difference now after Meadows hits both of those free throws. 41-33. Clay County needing to hang on to this thing. Just not let Jackson County climb back. Walden, wide open three. In and out, no good. And the shooting that we saw in the first half, not happening so far. In the second half, perhaps we can make a plea to switch ends of the court back. Smith now with it. Works to the top of the key. Lacey Wicks can come up with a steal. Garrison with it, shuffles the feet, drives inside, kicks to Eade. She pulls the trigger on a three, a little bit short rebound, Garrison. Garrison kicks back out to Ella. Actually, that's Natalie. Natalie with it, works against Beatty, loses the handle, and it's Williams who picks up the loose ball. Meadows, the point guard, runs the show for Jackson County. They try to cut this 8-point Clay County lead. Williams drives, kicks to Reese Thomas, three-pointer, lifts it, corner, good. Makes it a 5-point game, 41-36.
We're going to have to start scoring some. They're not missing anything.
Yeah, the Lady Blue Devils on a 9-0 run at this point, guys.
Last time they did that, we had a Garrison three-pointer that pulled us out of it.
Oh, boy, we got lucky there.
Yeah, the Jackson County faithful wanting to travel against Ella East instead of foul call. Jackson County, we were talking about it in the break there, Coach. They have traveled well for the season second clash on the Cumberland. Good contingency from Gainsborough.
Of course, good, pretty decent girls team and evidently a really good boys team.
Oh, man.
20-2
record. 26-year veteran coach Kevin Thomas. Think he won a state title down at Shelbyville maybe when he was down there.
I didn't know that.
Pretty sure that's right. He'd spent 17 years as the head coach at Shelbyville. Ninth season now at Jackson County. And maybe he didn't win a gold ball down there, but had some strong years anyway.
Yeah. If he did, I don't remember it, but I don't mean that he didn't, you know.
Jackson County on the inbound. Knocked out of bounds by Clark Kendall. On the floor, I never Clay County. Got Clark Kendall, Ella Eads, Natalie Smith, Lacey Wicks, and Bugger Walden. Meadows works it into Williams. Wide open three-pointer top of the key. No good. Long rebound, Natalie Smith. 3:25 left in this third quarter. 43-36 the score. 7 points the difference. Walden now going to be fouled by Banks. I saw a comment a few moments ago on the screen that Banks was a freshman. So we thought she was a young player. And yeah, going to be a good one for head coach Jim Brown.
Who is?
Number 20, Havana Banks.
Yeah, I don't remember her.
Pretty good length, pretty good head on her shoulders, it seems. So you stopped and talked to Lamar Rogers on the way up, Coach Sims?
Yeah, I saw him sitting there. Well, I sat down and talked to him. He said he thought he better watch us one more time.
Did you tell him just keep the Lady Buffs on the plateau come district semifinal action. Wouldn't do him no good.
Yeah. He said they played really good last night. Of course, Stone, I don't think, is really good, very good.
Seemed like it might be 60 to 36, big, pretty 20-something
home run. I heard your score when you was giving the scores earlier. But, you know, he said they don't have a game until they play in the tournament, so they're going to be off for like a week and a half. That's not good.
No, and they don't, you know, like any single-A team, don't have huge numbers, so hard to have competitive practice against yourself, too, a lot of times.
Yeah.
Natalie Smith at the line shooting two. First one's no good. Second one's away. Too strong. Rebound Williams. Remains 43-36. Beatty misses her layup. Lacey Wicks the rebound. Lacey now pushing hard all the way to the hoop. Shot up, no good, but Reese Thomas called for the foul.
All right. Put him in the hole.
Jenna Thompson coming to the scores table to check in. Thomas, after a huge scoring effort during the first half by Clay County, things have gone cold as Lacey Wicks adds the point from the free throw line.
Yeah, so far in this third quarter, Clay County with 7 points. As Jackson County ripped off that 9-0 run to kind of make this one interesting.
Nice job by Lacey, hits them both. Back when these teams met in November, Ella Eads was the leading scorer for Clay County with 13. She was the only Lady Dog in double figures that night. And already got multiple in double figures tonight. Beatty works it over into the hands of Smith. Smith back to Beatty. Beatty gives to Banks. Banks drives. Gives back to Beatty. Screen by Williams. Isabella Beatty to the paint. Shot up. No good. Rebound Lacey Wicks.
Clay Lacey County can get it back to double figures here, guys. Kind of weathered that storm and stopped.
Jackson quit hitting everything they throw up. They missed two or three shots.
Garrison with a drive. She's tied up for the ball. They give the timeout to Coach Walker, who avoids the loss of possession there. Minute 49 left in the third. Clay County up by 9, 45-36.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
Welcome back to Lady Bulldog Basketball, being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, who reminds parents to talk to their children about the consequences of marijuana. Clay County back up by 9 over Jackson County, 45-36, ticking down close to a minute left here in the third.
Oh, wow.
Empty possession for Clay County there. Beatty with it, looking to cut this 9-point game closer for the Lady Devils. Three-pointer, Smith, no good. Rebound by Meadows, who went in there and pulled it down. Kicks back out to Beatty, three-pointer no good. Wicks, the rebound, could have been called a foul on Nevada Banks, throw of the bank. No whistles on that one, though. Garrison in the corner. Misses that one. It goes down a bounce off of Walden or Smith one, and it's Jackson County ball. Mentioned those JV games earlier. Need to say the Clay County Bulldogs boys had a nice JB win. Can't remember the final score, but pretty much led throughout against Jackson County. The JB Blue Devils cut it back close towards the end, but a flurry of points towards the end of that one held on to the win for the JB squad. So Thomas just want to thank his 30-second timeout to his call on the floor. Just want to thank Andrew Meadows, Tyrus West, Jermaine McElvain. Don't thank them leaving out any assistant coaches, but those guys do so much behind the scenes, particularly with those younger players, and just makes them ready for the next step when their time comes.
Yeah, it does. And, you know, a coach can vouch for this. You know, back in my day, there wasn't any JV. I think we played a little bit maybe in summer camp at a time or two, but, you know, junior varsity play wasn't a thing a few years back.
Yeah, we if it's just you, I mean, the head coach, it's hard to play on game day. After I got fired to help me, you know, we got to play some after that. But, yeah, it really helps kids get to play some games.
Absolutely. Three ball, Meadows, top of the key in there. This one's going to stay close. 45-39, Clay County has led throughout this thing. But it's only a six-point lead right now. 30 seconds left in this third quarter. Ella Eads presses across the timeline. As it knocks away, Beatty comes up with a steal and a foul called on Eads. A ticky-tacky one, but a foul nonetheless. I think the first personal against Ella. Going back to just that whole arena, we saw this against Gordonsville the other night. When things got tight, we made some bad decisions. It didn't play well, and I guess that's what I was trying to say with before, just learning to play with that lead under pressure. As the three-pointers hit, Banks, Havana Banks, knocks it down.
Go from 9 to 3 here in a matter of about 20 seconds.
45-42, Walden with it at the free throw line to the hoop, scores.
Big shot.
Right at the buzzer. Stretched it back out to a five-point lead, 47-42. Clay County, a five-point advantage heading into the fourth and final quarter.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Welcome back to Lady Bulldog Basketball, being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, where the Lady Dogs lead the Lady Blue Devils of Jackson County 47-42, headed into the fourth and final quarter. And here's your Lady Dog scoring summary, brought to you by Salina Lumber Company. For Clay County, being led by Halen Garrison with 14, Baylor Walden into double figures with 10, Ella Eads has 12, Lacey Wicks 2, Claire Kendall, 3, and Natalie Smith, 6. For Jackson County, Claire Williams with 7, Isabella Beatty with 10, Reese Thomas, 6, Jayla Meadows, 10, Havana Banks has 6, and Lila Smith, 3, as Jackson County has cut this to a five-point game. This Lady Dog scoring summary is brought to you by Salina Lumber Company, serving you since 1962. Salina Lumber has been supplying local construction projects for over six decades and remains committed to their long-standing tradition of supporting the community. Salina Lumber Company, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Meadows called for the foul. 47-42, five-point lead. Coach Sims going to hang on to it.
Yeah, we're going to sloppy there, passes and catches and...
Inside to Walden, power dribble, spin, shot.
In there.
Good. Baker Walden having a strong night tonight when Clay County needs you the most. 49-42, seven-point lead. That third quarter, a tough one. Jackson County won the quarter 18-10 over Clay. And Coach Sims brought it up, ever the coach, you know. Of course, we had a five-point lead heading into the fourth. He said if that same thing happens in this last quarter, we're beat. And it would be. End up being a three-point loss and just got to have a better quarter.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, Jackson County got hot, especially early, knocking down some outside shots. And Clay County went a little cold.
Well, we went cold. We turned it over a few times, you know, just carelessness, basically.
Yeah.
You know, we can't do that.
7:14 mark. Here's Williams is at the line. Missed her first free throw. Hits her second. Reese Thomas checking back in for head coach Jim Brown. 33rd season for Coach Brown. Let's see, 25, 12. That puts him back somewhere around 88, around the time that, similar time to when you started coach or no?
No, he didn't start for about 92 or 3.
Oh, okay. Natalie Smith with a slashing bucket. 51-43. Clay up by 8. Beatty gives to Banks. Banks to Williams. Williams out top. Works against Smith. Drives into the paint. 6-foot floater. No good. Foul call.
Jackson is kind of like we were when I started. They wasn't too good, you know. It took them a few years to kind of get it together. I think 99 was the first time they finally beat us, and I didn't have a very good team at all that year, but that's when they started winning all those state championships.
Right.
I don't know if they won it in 99, but I know they did in 2000, 2001, 2002, 2003.
I know one year they didn't win. I think that was 2012. They didn't win one then.
No, they didn't win one that year.
They come back in 13 and got one,
yeah.
But they did not get
no,
in
they
12.
Didn't, they didn't get one that year.
51-45, 6-point game, guys. Clay County trying to grow up here in front of us and keep this lead.
Ella.
And a steal. By Smith, a foul against Eads. Ella picks up her third personal. And I do. You know, I make that comment, try to grow up. I think this is, you was talking about signature wins for the boys, Thomas. This is what the girls have had trouble with. Hanging on to and securing these tight wins like this.
Yeah, that's a tough call right there. That's going to be on Ella Eads. That's going to be her fourth. And it is.
Yes.
That is her fourth personal.
I'm calling it pretty tight in there. I mean, I didn't really see much, no foul, but luckily she missed. Maybe she'll miss this.
Meadows at the line, shooting the free throws. Missed the first, fortunately. Clea Crawford checking in for Ella Eads. So on the floor with the freshman, Clea Crawford, we've got Halen Garrison, Megan Walden, Claire Kendall, and Lacey Wicks. Meadows hits the second free throw. Makes it 51-46, 5 points the difference. 6:27 mark of the fourth. Clay County going to have to work against pressure here.
And this is as close as Jackson County has been. They cut it to 5 late there in the third also, Daniel. Well, actually, it made it a 3-point game earlier. I'm sorry.
Kendall passes out of the trap to Walden. Walden the wig, sweeps the
yeah.
Garrison. She knocks it
man.
Down.
What a good
fifth corner. Fifth three-pointer of the night for the sophomore. Stretches the lead back out to 8. Garrison just doing what she does best here. Really, really turning into a strong shooter here in her sophomore campaign.
Sure did.
Beatty misses the shot inside. Meadows a big rebound. Her putback no good. Rebound Lacey Wicks. 5:45 left here in this fourth quarter. Now foul going to be called against Beatty. So
yeah.
Looking at... 3-point leaders prior to this in all of the games from the inception of Coach Sims' career in 87 through present day. I have no record of a contest where a Lady Dog has hit 5 or more 3-pointers in a game against Jackson County. So, new single game leader, as far as I know at least, against Jackson County is Helen Garrison in 3-pointers made. Walden missing that... slashing jumper. 8-point difference, Coach Sims, 54-46.
Need to stop.
5:20 mark of this fourth quarter. Reese Thomas kicks in the corner to Smith. Smith baseline drive. Gets the bucket.
Didn't get it.
54-48. Jackson County lost their last contest against York Institute. Prior to that, they had won 2 in a row as Claire Kendall comes down, misses her shot. Lacey Wick, 3-bound putback, no good. Williams pulls it down for Jackson County.
Yeah,
Carr Williams across the timeline all the way to the hoop. This is the shot. Rebound Lacey Wicks. Williams just a little too strong there. Overzealous.
Get out of it.
Now Garrison going to be tied up for the ball. Carr Williams says, I'll take that. Gives it to Meadows, and Lacey Wicks said she had other plans. Takes it right back from Jackson County. Both teams with turnovers. Garrison, 3-ball right side. No good.
Did it.
Clea Crawford misses. He gets it to... Kendall to Garrison.
Get
Garrison misses the 3. Walden
out.
The rebound. Thomas says, slow down, girls. Reset. Walden says, I'll fire that 3, and she misses it. Goes out of bounds. What a series of events there. A lot of looks for Clay County, but no points.
Jackson County really getting what they want, and they're speeding up the Lady Dogs here. We still got the lead.
Yeah.
Yeah, 6 points. Like Coach said, you know.
We had a couple
run your
good
offense,
looks.
Get a good shot.
54-48 here. Claire Williams, jump stop, gives off to Banks. Banks to Thomas. Thomas to Meadows. Meadows, top of the key, works against Crawford, gets past her, layup, no good. But a foul call, Clea Crawford called for the personal. Scoring leader, mentioned some single game leaders, scoring leader against Jackson County, Jan Arms, 29 points. Didn't throw a year on that one.
I was guessing it was 1991.
Probably 91?
Probably, her senior year. I remember game down there, we beat them half to death, and she had a big game.
Free throw leaders, a tie with 10 made free throws, Mackenzie Hamilton in 2011, and Crystal Davis, probably in 95. Once again, I didn't have a year on her, but both of them with 10 made ones. Rebound leader, Amanda Kendall and Jan Arms tied with 15 rebounds each against Jackson County. Sonja Smith, the assist leader, 10 assists in 1991, probably a lot of those to Jan Arms. Amber Strong, the block shot leader. Four block shots, her junior year, 2003. And then steals, three of them tied. Tia Ashok, Tia Burchett, and Melissa Webb, three great ones, all with seven takeaways against Jackson County. Ella Eads loses the handle there.
5-point ball game, guys. A little over three minutes left.
We didn't get stops to get shots.
Thomas, who was the Lady Devil with the free throw there that cut him in to go?
It was Meadows. Hit one of two.
54 to 49. 5-point difference, as Thomas just said. 3:25 mark of this fourth quarter. Williams with it. Out top.
Hey, there you go.
Turnover. Tried to get it to Banks, or Smith rather, and simply threw it out of bounds.
Now we handled this trap, run and jump that last trip. Now let's see if we can do it again.
We mentioned Jackson County being a quality team this year, 12-9 record. Coach Sims, 2 games ago, they beat Gordonsville 53-43. That's a pretty good win over the Tigerettes.
Yeah.
Natalie Smith with it across the timeline for Clay County. 3:10 left. Clay County's led throughout this contest. 5 points to lead right now, 54-49. Two-possession lead. No reason to be worried right here. Just be smart. Wiggs with it. Gives to Smith. Smith inside to Walda. Walda knocked to the floor by Reese Thomas. Thomas comes up with the steal there. Pretty rough play. But a takeaway nonetheless. Beatty with it for Jackson County. 2:35 and ticking fourth quarter. Meadows works against Smith. Kicks it outside. Three-pointer is no good. Rebound Lacey Wiggs. Once again, Clay County with a chance to work some time here and find a good shot.
We had a good shot that last time. I think there was a foul coming over the back, and ref didn't call it.
Agreed. 2:15 left in this one. Good contest. 54-49. These two are going to be district opponents next year when Jackson County returns to District 7 Single A. So just setting the stage here, Thomas, for at least two matchups next year.
Yeah, we talked about it. You know, this is a big game either way, whether a conference opponent or not, and it's going to be next season. And Clay County doing a better job right here, killing some time, Coach, going to the free throw line. So credit Coach Walker and the girls
for
figuring it out.
They're just matching up right now. You know, where we have troubles when they start running that half-court trap, doubling the ball.
Only the third team foul against Jackson.
Here it comes.
Going to take two more to get into the bonus. Garrison in a tryout, timeout taken by Coach Walker. We'll go ahead and take it with him. Minute 45 left in regulation. Clay County 54, Jackson County 49.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back to Lady Bulldog Basketball, being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition. Under 2 minutes to go in this one. Clay County still leads, but just 54-49, Daniel.
5 points the difference. Clay County looking nice this thing here. Choose some time. Get a good shot.
Spread it out.
Smith to Garrison. Halen comes around, bounces to Wiggs. Wiggs to Walden, minute 25. Clay County just looking for a layup. All the way to the block to Walden. Almost had that open look at it there.
Yeah, that was all right.
Killing time more important at this point than forcing something to a defender.
Kick out. Kick out.
And now the foul. Good job by Clay County right there executing.
Yeah, that's good job.
Still not going to the line.
Though. Not yet. That's the fourth. Inbounding from the baseline. Minute 3 left now. 54-49. One regular season game remains for the Lady Dogs. That'll be Friday on the road at Jellicoe.
There y'all broadcasting.
Planning on making the trip, Coach. We may have to leave early for that one. May have to all carpool. You may have to hop in with us for the first time and ride along. Garrison bounces into Wicks.
Dribble. He can dribble.
He's going to be fouled. So if you were sending somebody to the line, you would pick Junior Ella Eads. And I hope I don't jinx her by complimenting her there. But Eads, the surest hand from the free throw line, 61 of 84 hit. Coming into this contest, 72.6%.
5 of 6 from there tonight.
.7 seconds on the clock.
Shot.
First one's away and good.
Yeah, when I was down there talking to Lamar, Halen hit a three. He said, I guess we better guard her. I said, well, I think she hit 3 or 4 on you up there in the second half.
Both of them good. My ease.
Good. Now let's get a stop. Don't give up a three.
7-point game. Basically a 3-possession contest here. Williams, 3-ball, no good. 40 seconds left. Kept alive by Smith into the hands of Natalie Smith, and she's fouled.
Good.
Going to walk the other way, and Natalie Smith going to shoot free throws. So Clay County trying to hang on to this lead that they've had ever since Baylor Walden hit the first bucket of the game, and Clay County went up 2-0.
I mean, I wasn't here, but listening to it, we played great the first half. It's hard to put two halves like that together. You know, you weren't going to hardly play as good, but, you know.
Yeah, it was mistake-free. You know, that first half, hidden shots, no turnovers.
We've made a few blunders this half, but still, we're hanging on, hitting our foul shots.
Like we say, kind of growing up here. That was some big buckets there by Smith. Hit them both. Makes this thing a 9-point game. 30 seconds left. Beatty now. Wasting time, and if you're a Clay County fan, you love that. Jackson County down to 22 seconds, and this one all but done.
Yeah, keep dribbling.
Finally, a three-pointer taken and hit. Maybe it's not done. Big bucket there by Smith. Forget the first name. I lost my roster. Was it Ira?
Lala.
Big bucket there. 30-second full timeout taken. So we'll play one ad and come back here. 16.5 seconds left. Clay County up by 6, 58-52.
Fishing and boating at Delhalla Lake are some of the best you'll find anywhere. The Clay County Chamber of Commerce invites local folks and out-of-town visitors to make plans now for a trip to Delhalla Lake. Not only is the lake home to the world record smallmouth bass, but it's one of the best houseboating lakes in the nation.
For more details, you can contact the local chamber at 931-243-3338 or visit delhollalake.org.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball, being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, who remind parents to talk to their children about the consequences of marijuana. Clay County, here in the girls' game, holding on to a 58-52 lead, 16.5 seconds left here in the fourth quarter.
Here we go. Clay County going to probably be fouled right here immediately. Unless we turn it over, they'll go for that steal first. Here's the trap. Now the foul. So 12.1 seconds here. 6 points. And Ella can make this thing up.
They were trying to foul a long time before that. They wouldn't call it. That's good for us.
Linda Hamilton says Kentucky is beating the Vols.
Well, that's good.
Say that's good?
No, I'll just...
sarcastic.
Yeah.
Well, I knew you and Linda Hamilton both diehard UT fans.
Yeah, yeah.
Unless she's jumped ship for some reason.
I don't, well, I don't know. But not her, but I don't mind.
Now, is that talking about men's?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't keep up with the college basketball the way I do football.
They beat the men 5 points 2 weeks ago at Knoxville, at Kentucky tonight.
Both of those free throws good. LA's doing what she does best. Puts this thing on the ice. 8 points, the difference here. And this thing going to tick down to nothing in the buzzer sounds. Sophomore Natalie Smith holding it. A nice win.
Good game.
For Clay County, the Lady Dogs, a redemptive win over the Jackson County Lady Blue Devils, who had beat them on Black Friday back in Gainesboro in November. This time around, it is Clay County 60, Jackson County 52.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthrehab.com.
Need to make a large one-time purchase, consolidate high-interest debt, or pay for unexpected expenses? If so, consider a personal loan from Bank of Salina and lock it in a predictable monthly payment customized with terms to fit your budget. Citizens Bank loans can be used to finance a variety of needs, vacations, vehicles, and much more. Call Russell West today at 931-243-3161 for both secured or unsecured loans with a variety of options. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Joe Sims' gym. We just witnessed Clay County take care of Jackson County by a score of 60-52 here in the girls' game as we have senior night going on here in front of us. As we'll have cheerleaders and basketball players honored here for senior night. But Coach Sims, it's time for our Lady Dog wrap-up, brought to you by Eco Pills of Tennessee in Hermitage Springs. Clay County kind of called for them to score some points tonight. Well, they did that. They went 60-52, and pretty much they had to keep up with this Lady Blue Devil team. Four in double figures for the Lady Dogs. They jumped out to a 12-point lead, 22-10 at the end of the first quarter, and that pretty much ended up being the difference.
Yeah, luckily Jackson came out a little cold at the start, and we was able to, you know, get a pretty good lead. I think we were up 22-7. They hit a three to cut it to 22-10, but played great, shot the ball great first half. Like we talked about, the second half we cooled off a little, made a few, you know, mistakes, turned it over a few times, but pretty solid ball game, I thought.
Yeah, I thought so too. Clay County maintained that lead. They got at halftime, they're up 13. And then here comes Jackson County in the third. They got as close as three, Coach, in the third. Baylor Walton, a big bucket to end the third quarter, and then she scored the first bucket of the fourth quarter. Got it back to seven. I thought that was a huge momentum swing for Clay County.
Baylor played one of her better games tonight, I thought. But, yeah, getting those two at the end of the quarter and two to start, man, that kind of gives us a little breathing room, you know, when just big plays by Baylor.
And then handled the pressure down the stretch. Kind of put this one away. We've been calling for Clay County to be able to do that, and they did it here tonight.
You know, we held it about the last 3 minutes there and never did turn it over. Now, we turned it over a few times before that, but once we got into what we was trying to do, we did a good job of passing it around and never did really attempt to score, made them foul us, and we hit our foul shots down the stretch. And, you know, this team's – sometimes it's hard to tell if a team's improved a lot during the year, but I can tell this team has really improved this year. You know, of course, many of them have played a lot, and the more they've played, the better they've gotten. They're just a whole lot better now than they were at the first of the year.
I agree, peaking at the right time. And, you know, this Jackson County team, a solid team. They also had three in double figures and one real close to it. Claire Williams had 10, Isabella Beatty 10, Reese Thomas 6, Jalen Mathis had 12, Havana Banks 6, and Lila Smith 8 points for the Lady Blue Devils. And for Clay County, leading away was Halen Garrison. She knocked down 5 threes and had 17 points. Ella Eads finished with 16. Baylor Walden has 12. Claire Kendall, 3. Lacey Wicks, 2. And Natalie Smith, also in the double figures, with 10. Coach, that's what you need right
there. Yeah, you get four in double figures, and one of them pushing 20. I mean, score 60 points. You know, in girls basketball, you're going to win the biggest part of them. I have lost games, or my teams have scored that many, but not too often, you know.
No doubt about it. Coach, we got Hayden Adams, Lance Burchett, Nate Adams for Bulldog basketball, Lacey Wicks for Lady Bulldog basketball, and our cheerleaders, Jade Walker and Maylee Kyle here. A really good senior group that's come a long way, like you said.
Yeah, not a big number of seniors, but a lot of quality there.
No doubt about it, and they're honored here tonight as Lacey Wicks and her team take down Jackson County 60-52. Coach, appreciate you making the flying trip in to join us.
Okay, thank you.
Good to have you, as always. This Lady Dog Wrap-Up has been brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee and Hermitage Springs. Find out how to lower utility bills forever while building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build. Stay with us for more Boys Action up next.
Welcome to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, an in-depth prelude to Bulldog basketball, brought to you by H&H owners Chris and Derek Hicks.
Fueled by their passion for parts, service, and the community, H&H is the name you can trust when it comes to finding the right automotive, marine, heavy-duty, agricultural, or equipment part to fit your needs.
Plus, they specialize in rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket tee, and much more. So besides getting you back on the road and back on the water, they can also get you back to work in no time.
And they provide it all with community-driven customer service from a friendly and knowledgeable staff. So give H&H Auto and Equipment Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all your parts needs.
Though H&H is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Subway, where owners Greg and Melissa Brannon invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from elements, windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Eco Panels of Tennessee, build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
Jones Country Cafe, serving country cooking at its finest on Salina's historic courthouse square.
Ollie's Place, look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent. Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Making Trust, your hometown community bank since 1919.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainesboro. The next time you bend it, call Little Robert. He'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Salina Lumber Company, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll preview tonight's boys matchup and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
When there are just seconds to go, and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelhollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back here to Joe Sims Gym on this H&H Auto Equipment Parts pregame show. A little bit of extra time built in right now, about 10 and a half minutes before tip of this boys contest because of the senior night festivities. Of course, as you saw on the screen there, cheerleaders Jade Walker, Maley Kyle, along with girls player Lacey Wicks, and then the three senior dogs, Lance Burchett, Nate Adams, and Hayden Adams, all being honored here at halftime, standing ovation from the Bulldog Nation across the way there, and just really proud of those young men and women and what they've done here at Clay County High School, not only as athletes, but more so just as human beings and students in the building. And I think with especially in college sports, even I do it, I forget a lot of times, Doug, that these guys playing college football, basketball, and whatnot. Well, they still have classes, too, you know. And, you know, in my head, sometimes I forget that part of it and think that they don't have coursework and things, and they do, just like our six student-athletes that were honored there at the half. They do a great job. Many of them honor students here in the building, strong ACT scores. We're not talking about only good ball players, but just good young men and women that their parents are very proud of. And I know that Clay County High School and this community are too.
Well, and you're an athlete. When they got the academics like these athletes did that we announced tonight, people don't realize those kids are not home 2-3 nights a week. They're out playing sports till getting home 10:30, 11 o'clock at night sometimes.
Right.
Keeping those academic grades up. That's just, you know, dedication from them to get those grades and to play the athletics.
Absolutely. Very impressive and proud of them. We'll go ahead and get into the Cumberland Exteriors Boys 7A update. Here on this H&H on Equipment Parts pregame show, recent district action last week. Clay County beat Gordonsville 80-62 on Friday. Clark Range lost to Pickett County 35-81. Then Saturday night, Pickett County went up north to Albany, Kentucky, got handed a pretty sound defeat, 35-57 loss for head coach Joseph Amonette and the Pickett County boys. And I'm sure Pickett County probably didn't play their best, but just how good is that Clinton County team? They got to be great.
Well, at one time, like I said, I didn't look at the record going into that. They were undefeated playing in the small school state tournament in Kentucky.
Right.
And were ranked, and then they'd made it to the quarterfinals or the semifinals against Hazard County, Kentucky, which is solid. So really, really good Clinton County team. So they went up and played a quality team in Clinton County. Like I said, I never did see no more on how they finished up in their small school state, but they made it to play Hazard, Kentucky, and both of them were ranked in Kentucky. And if you know much about Kentucky sports, when they're ranked, that's an all-classification ranking.
Okay.
It's not a small school ranking, even though they have a small school classification tournament. But they were overall ranked among the best in Kentucky, so they're good.
Hazard was or Clinton was?
Hazard and Clinton.
Woo, okay. So, yeah, of course, there's a reason for that. You go play somebody like that and you come back to District 7A action next week, and things don't seem as bad, you know.
Yeah.
But
most of you coaches do that. They get that tough schedule, so when it gets tournament time, you're not surprised with a tough game.
Absolutely. We've talked about that a lot with these Clay County teams and their schedules. Last night, Monday night, Clark Range on the road, I think, lost to Stone Memorial 49-80. And Redbourne Springs traveled up to Monroe County, Kentucky, and the boys suffered a defeat 32-67. Tonight's action, 16-5 Clay County, about to host 20-2 Jackson County. We'll talk about that one in depth in a few minutes. 19-6 Pickett County at 15-10 Gordonsville. We saw a girl score from that one. We talked about maybe that would be a close game. Well, it wouldn't. Pickett County blew them out. And I would like to sit and say maybe Coach Bibb and the Tigers keep this game against Coach Amonette and the Bobcats close, but I don't know if they will or not.
Yeah. Well, nobody's been able to all year. I mean, that's the thing with the Pickett County bunch. They just score in bunches, and if you don't score with them, you get in trouble. So it'll be interesting what Gordonsville can do with them.
It will. It will. Gordonsville at home. You know, we talked about how comforting and secure it is to be at home sometimes. That may prove true down in the jungle. We'll see. The other one tonight, 0-23 Redbourne Springs hosting 13-9 Westmoreland. I don't see that the home court advantage will give Coach McKinney and his squad their first win, but I hope it does.
Yeah, well, you know, he's got a real young team, not much experience, and they're showing that this year. That's going to benefit them in, you know, next year and the next, but they're struggling to get things going just with a young team.
No doubt. Current District 7A stand is Pickett County 7-0. Clay County is 5-3 in conference play. Basically, have secured, Thomas, you know more about that than I do. If Gordonsville beats Pickett, that would give them the two.
Yeah.
We know this. Two or three, Gordonsville and Clay are going to play each other, regardless of who's the two, who's the three, on Friday, February the 21st.
If Gordonsville knocks off Pickett tonight, they would have the win over the higher seed.
Yeah.
Bobcats, of course, swept Clay County, so they would be the number two. But, like I say, it really doesn't matter.
That's
color
the
of the jersey, as
yeah.
they say.
Which bench you sit on in the jersey? Clark Range, they're going to finish up as the 4 seed, 3-5 in the conference. They will play 0-8 Red Bowen Springs in the quarterfinal play-in game, elimination contest. That's the only round of the district tournament, of course, that is elimination in nature. The rest of it's seeding for the Region 4A tournament that will be waiting after that.
Those play-in games are on Tuesday, I think.
Okay.
Both boys and girls, I think.
No, those aren't satellite. They're at Livingston.
They are.
Okay.
Now, a few years ago, they done the satellite for those play-in games, but over the last two or three, they just played at the site.
Well, it gives them an opportunity to be in that tournament atmosphere.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the way it's supposed to be.
Yeah, you don't want the home court advantage necessarily in that one, if you're the 5 seed at least. Boys 7-day update's been brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, offering you windows, doors, siding, roof, and more. The other folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements. We'll play one set of ads, come right back here, and do the full coverage final word.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show ahead of this big matchup between Clay County and Jackson County.
Absolutely, and we're going to get set for it with the full coverage final word here on the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show. Our last thoughts before tip-off brought to you by Ashlong and Strong Insurance. Simply put, guys, head coach Kevin Thomas and the Jackson County Blue Devils, one of the best teams in AA basketball, 20-2 record on the season. Their only loss is coming to Burksville, Kentucky, and Haines City, Florida, two out-of-state schools. Just a strong program. A good contest in Gainesboro on Black Friday, the first of the year for the Clay County Dogs. We were literally still playing football only a couple days prior to that, and I just don't think it was Clay County's best efforts. Nevertheless, we played them to around a 12-point deficit. So can we do that same thing again tonight? Can we keep it close or dare say even win against Jackson?
Well, it's got to be a good, solid all-around game tonight, because we're going to be facing one of the best players in Upper Cumberland, if not the state. So if we can maintain that, keep our momentum like we've been playing. We've been playing pretty good basketball, and then we'll be okay.
Yeah, I agree with Doug, and this is a different type of game for Clay County, and one they really haven't seen. It's going to be a battle in the paint with Will McCrary, a lot of, on the senior Hayden Adams tonight to try to stay out of foul trouble, and some big minutes probably going to have to come from the sophomore, Jake Copeland, in this game, Doug.
Yeah, I'd say he's going to have to definitely play some big minutes, and like I said, it's never one of those magic nights where you got two of the best coaches in the area getting each other. So you're going to see a lot of strategic moves by the coaches to see what they can get out of their players.
Guys, a non-conference game here in one sense means nothing, but in another sense, it's the clash on the Cumberland. It means everything.
It does. This is Clay County, Jackson County. It doesn't matter, Daniel, and we all know, too, they're coming back next year into the conference, Doug. In and out, it doesn't matter. This means a lot.
Yeah, no matter what you're doing against Jackson County Clay Game means a lot to everybody in both those communities.
There you go, folks. That's been the Full Coverage Final Word brought to you by Ashong and Strong Insurance. Visit Mark Insana today because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. Time now for Gone Country Cafe to serve up your Bulldogs starting lineups. The Knights opposition, the Jackson County Blue Devils head coach Kevin Thomas, 26th season overall, 17 years spent at Shelbyville, 9 years in Jackson County, a 20-2 record this season. They're 7-0 out of their home district of 5AA. They ride an 11-game win streak coming into tonight's contest. Starting for Jackson County, number 11. Sorry, I don't even have that out. I was going to read the girls' starters there. Thomas, I'm assuming the top five, the starters on this roster.
Yeah.
And we've got number 0, Isaiah Thomas. Number 2, Parker Patterson. Number 11, Alex Meadows. Number 15, Aiden Netherton. And number 22, Will McCrary. Jackson County wearing those blue travel jerseys, white numerals on them. The Clay County Bulldogs. Head coach Rob Edwards, 25th season overall. 554 wins to 223 losses in his career. 16-5 record this year. 4-3, actually that's 5-3 in District 7A during the regular season. They do ride a 3-game win streak into tonight's contest. Starting for Clay County, junior number 2, Cole Leeds. Senior number 3, Lance Burchett. Junior number 4, Nolan Adams. Senior number 10, Nate Adams. And a senior number 34, Hayden Adams. Starting lineups have been brought to you by Gone Country Cafe, family owned and operated by Steve and Cassandra Cornell. Gone Country serves country cooking at its finest for breakfast all day, weekday specials till 2 p.m., new extended hours Monday nights, and their famous Friday night catfish. Have you gone country lately? Of course, Clay County wearing those white home jerseys, black numerals on them, trimmed in gold. The Dogs will shoot at the hoop. To our left during this first half of play, Jackson County will be working at the hoop. To our right, guys, here we go. What a way to cap off the regular season home slate right here against Jackson County.
And here comes Superman back out of the phone booth. They sent Nate Adams off, Doug. I guess a wardrobe malfunction.
Well, one of the dumbest rules we got in the list of play. He had black stitching in his white shirt. So,
gotcha.
Here we go. McCrary and Hayden Adams is going to step in and tip for McCrary. Wins the battle on that one. A much taller individual is McCrary. And I will have to pull up that roster. It wouldn't be the Horizon Sports Network if I wasn't scrambling for something. Here we go. Nolan Adams pulling down the rebound. Nolan all the way. He's been playing great. Like into the paint. Puts up the shot. No good. Goes out of bounds off of Hayden Adams, and Jackson County will come back over.
This is a good push by Nolan right there. I think that's going to be key tonight, trying to get a little pace against his Jackson County bunch.
You know, mentioned this off air several times, Jackson County obviously an outstanding squad. And I'm sure they have improved since back on November 29th when we played. I do think Clay County probably has improved more, though. We just had that much more growing to have to do as a squad than they did. So it's going to be interesting tonight as Lance Burchett opens up with a 3. I thought it was going, but it did not. Too strong. Rebound Jackson County quickly. They push ahead, get it into the hands of number 11. That's Meadows. And a foul called, and I'm going to take that opportunity to try to jot down a couple names here. I may go silent for a few minutes as I try to do that.
Early indication of how they're going to call this one, Doug. Yeah. Two hands to the waist there by Hayden Adams, and he gets the call.
Got to be cautious. Got to keep Hayden in leverage and in play. McCrary with the first bucket, 2-0, and a carry. One of the first times we've seen that, Doug, I wasn't looking. I'm sure it happened.
Yeah, that's a pretty good one right there. He kind of cupped it over.
Got the hand under it. Is that the right term? Is that called a carry?
Yeah. I think now they just call it a walk, but that's what it is.
Netherton with it. Whistles blow. Another foul. What we got, Thomas?
Well, we had nothing, basically, but we got two fouls on Hayden Adams. on the first two possessions as they are already protecting Will McCrary inside. I mean, it's going to be a long, long night if that's the way this was going to be called.
Yeah, we did not see it called that way in the girls' game whatsoever, did we? Pass down low to Cole Eads. His shot good. Cole Eads has been playing some huge, huge minutes for this team.
Well, you're probably going to see the game officiated a little different. The supervisor of officials is in the building, so they usually call a little different when he's here. So
did he come in between games?
No, he's been here.
Oh, okay. Number 11, I think, met us on that bucket. Jackson County with this lead, 4-2. Lance Burchett getting instructions from 25-year veteran Rob Edwards. 26-year veteran Kevin Thomas sits at the other bench. 51 years between the two. Both of them are state champions. McCrary, the rebound after Burchett misses the three. Hands off to Meadows. Meadows with it. Gets it to Thomas. Thomas to McCrary. McCrary scores from right side. And basically they want McCrary to be left alone. So Hayden Adams already with two personals has to kind of back off of him there. And what else can you do?
Not much you can do. Unforced turnover by Clay County there. As you see Coach Thomas coming out in the zone, Doug.
Yeah. And don't see that much from Jackson County. It's probably something he's looking at for down the road. But they're pretty solid because they spread it out good.
Meadows with it. Kicks it over to Thomas. Thomas left wing. Hands off to Aiden Netherton. Meadows, three-pointer, right wing, good. 9-2. Clay County trails by 7. 5-minute mark, first quarter. As we mentioned, Jackson County at 20-2. I don't know what the rank in AA is. Cole Eads fires a deep three. Rebounded by Jackson County, thrown off of Warner Melton.
They've been right near the top all season long, top five at least. Depends on what poll you look at. There's three of them now.
Right. Sometimes being from a rural area, don't get as much love from some of the bigger sports writers. They think you've got to come out of a metro area to have a strong team. And I think sometimes the rural teams like Clay and Jackson have to, you know, head down to the state tournament and prove themselves sometimes before they get the respect they deserve. 4:41 mark here, guys, of this first quarter. Clay County needing a bucket here, 9-2. Only trailing by 7, but you just don't want to drop down to double digits early in this one to a strong Jackson County team. They may get smelling blood in the water and really put their foot on the gas. Lance Burchett, right wing, gives to Nate Adams. Nate over to Nolan. Working against this 2-3 zone. Nate fires the three, no good. Hustle rebound, almost saved by Cole Eads. It goes out of bounds, though.
And here's the first possession without Hayden Adams in the ball game. Is Coach Edwards kind of going small, but he's going to come out with some pressure in it.
Got to do something to shake it up when you're at a size disadvantage. Jackson with it, top of the key. Meadows drives to the elbow. His jumper in and out, no good. Rebound, Nolan Adams. Nolan fighting hard for that one against Isaiah Thomas. Nolan comes up with it, gets it to Warner. Warner kicks to Lance. Lance has a three. Now he drives all the way to the hoop. What a move.
Nice take by Lance right there, attacking the big guy.
Could not have been done better. Lance Burchett, just impressive player. Ooh, stolen by Nate. Nate tried to feed ahead to Warner, but just miscommunication there. May have been knocked away by Blue Devil. Jackson County with it, leading by 5. Shot no good from right side by Parker Patterson. Lance Burchett the rebound. Now he pushes ahead, gets it to Nate. Pulls the trigger on 3. No good. Rebound Isaiah Thomas. Thomas with it for Jackson County. Presses ahead to a teammate. Patterson kicks to Meadows. Meadows baseline. Long two-pointer. Short. Rebound Cole Eads. Nice job of getting position on McCrary. Just had to box him out, and he did so. Lance now with it left side. Pulls the trigger on a 3. Oh, yeah. Here we go. 9-6, Doug.
That's kind of
make it 9-7, rather.
A little surprise there. They just backed off Lance like he wasn't out there.
I hope they keep doing it.
Yeah.
This is a great adjustment by Coach Edwards here to get into this trap and speed this game up. But a good job by Jackson County breaking it that time.
No doubt. McCrary adds the bucket right side. McCrary only a junior. Doug, I believe you told me no seniors, at least of the starters.
Yeah, they're all coming back.
And coming to District 7A next year. Warner Mel, left wing, 11-7 the score. Jackson up by 4, 2:12 mark of this first quarter. Good contest so far. Now some early subs. A couple freshmen coming in. I know 23 Colt Loftus. He's a freshman. I'm not sure about Skyler Stacy, number 10, who checks in with him here.
Is that Sean's boy?
Yes, Loftus is.
Football coach, yeah.
Yes, sir.
So good bloodline right there.
Oh, no doubt. and plays quarterback himself in football, and a good job of it. A pitcher in baseball. Got a strong arm. Just a well-rounded athlete.
Well, sounds kind of like his dad. That's what he done. You know, he was around every sport he played it off.
For sure. McCrary, jumper, no good. And a foul call.
Now, let's not go too far and brag on Sean too much now.
Well, now, we found out as I was talking to his family before the Jackson County football game, Thomas, we found out we was kin to him through the Napiers.
Okay.
So we might claim him. Might claim some of that prowess for Loftus. McCrary now being fouled by three different dogs. Take your pick. And frustration, a technical foul being called against Nate Adams. Coach Edwards frustrated with his senior leader out here because he's not showing a lot of leadership. You just can't show that frustration.
Well, that's going to be three on him. You're going to have two personals and a technical. That's going to go to three with him.
We've been seeing some of that out of Nate lately, some of those visible reactions. And, hey, it's hard.
Yeah.
When you're not happy, I mean, Lord knows that. I have some verbal reactions myself here on air sometimes. But nobody's going to come assess me a technical for it. Tough. Got to have Nate out here on the floor playing. And we're going to see him come to the bench with those fouls you just talked about. And I get the frustration because they stuck him with the foul before that. It shouldn't have been a foul. Wasn't much of nothing. Saw Hayden with those tiki-tacky personals earlier. And it all came down to, I don't know. I don't know what it came down to. It just happened.
It is happening.
You just got to deal with it. It's tough. 13-7, make it 14-7. His free throws were hit by Parker Patterson. Thomas, update everybody because I was running my mouth and not calling the action as far as the free throws go.
Yeah, Patterson perfect, and then McCrary 1-2 prior to that as Jackson County goes up by 7. 14.
And they get possession here. Minute 30 left in this first quarter. Jake Copeland comes up with a steal. Copeland knocks it to Burchett. Lance into the paint. Layup good.
Nice defensive play by Copeland to knock that away.
14-9. Play within three. A travel could have been called against Meta. It's not happening, though. Now baseline pass inside. Kick back outside. Three ball up. No good. Rebound, Nolan Adams. Nolan spins through traffic, puts on the brakes, lets everybody clear out.
Back-to-back possessions, the sophomore, Jake Copeland, with good defense on McCrary.
Eads with it. Left side. 14-9, Clay County, 45 seconds and ticking, first quarter. Hayden Adams and Nate Adams both on the bench. Hayden with two personals. I think we said Nate had three.
Had three, yeah.
Including that technical, that was one of the three. And now Nolan Adams, a nice bucket, banking it off the glass.
That was just good, some good ball movement and just a good bucket by Nolan.
14-11, a three-point game here. Patterson with it right wing. So Clay County is keeping this thing close against the 20-2 Blue Devils. Now a three-pointer in and out. No good by Jackson County. Rebound Nolan Adams. Nolan playing solid basketball here in this opening quarter. 1 second, three-pointer. Oh, good. Count it because it's in, and they say it is. We've got a tie ball game after one quarter, courtesy of junior Nolan Adams with the buzzer beater. What a shot. 14-14 after the first 8 minutes.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Welcome back to Bulldog Basketball, members presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, who remind parents to talk to their children about the consequences of marijuana. Clay County, Jackson County, knotted at 14, headed into the second quarter as Clay County closes out the first period on a 7-0 run, including a Nolan Adams buzzer-beating three at the quarter break. Here's your dog scoring summary brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply. For Clay County, Lance Burchett leading the way with 7 points. Cole Eads has 2, and Nolan Adams 5. For Jackson County, Will McCrary, 8 first quarter points. Alex Meadows has 5, and Parker Patterson 2 for the Blue Devils, who are tied with Clay County at 14. This dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply, providing essential home and farm needs in Salina, Tennessee for the better part of 2 decades. Copeland's has become a cornerstone of the community home builders and DIYers can trust. Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way, Daniel.
Warner Melt misses the three-pointer to open up the second quarter. Jackson County with their first possession now. 7:30 mark of the first, or of the second, I apologize. Isaiah Thomas drives inside, kicks to Meadows, who swings it to Patterson. That's not Patterson, I'm sorry. Who you got for 15, Thomas?
I got Netherton, Aiden Netherton.
Yes, Aiden Netherton. McCrary misses the shot. Jake Copeland, a big rebound in there. They call a jump ball, but I think a foul should have been called instead. Copeland had full possession, guys.
Yeah, I knew he's going to have some big minutes. I didn't think they'd come this early, though.
Yeah, he's going to have to play a lot of minutes, looks like. And like I said, Coach Evers and Justin went to that 2-3 zone again.
Now a foul called on Copeland.
Veteran official Keith Dyer.
No, you got Nolan right there.
No, they got Nolan. Okay. From the top of the key, calling that one in the paint.
Jackson inbounds again. And we've got Meadows with right wing. Kicks it over to Patterson. Patterson now to Netherton. Netherton looking inside to McCrary. Good defense on him. Doubled up by Melton and Copeland. Now McCrary with it. Pivots. Oh, take away Nolan Adams. Picked his pocket cleanly that time. Nolan going coast to coast. Shot up. No good, but he's fouled. And now Nolan Adams going to the line. The junior taking over here at Joe Sims Gym. And we've seen it lately, guys. A 27-point contest. Thank you. Against Gordonsville, I can't remember them all, but multiple games. And it's not just been the scoring. It's been the passing. It's been the defense. And Nolan Adams, pound for pound, probably the best defender on this Clay County team as far as the quickness and ability.
Yeah, and it comes down to everything getting better. He just knocked down both of those free throws. His percentage of late has been impressive, too, from
sure
there, Dave.
Yeah, his game's just come way full circle.
McCrary adds a bucket. So we're still tied 16-16 after Nolan had briefly gave Clay County a 2-point lead. Now knotted back up. 6:30 mark of this second quarter. Nolan with it, right wing, kicks to Warner. Warner back to Nolan. Nolan drives, baseline jumper, in there. Nolan Adams just putting Clay County back in front again, 18-16. McCrary inside. He's the go-to guy. No secret about that. He gets the bucket, 18-18.
No, you're going to see about every possession him with a touch to make things happen.
Nolan Adams, three ball, no good. Had to have a heat check there. McCrary the rebound. Works it ahead. Patterson to the hoop. Good defense by Jake Copeland. Rebound Nolan. Nolan across the timeline. Dribbles behind the back. Taken away by Thomas. Isaiah Thomas ahead to Patterson. Patterson to the hoop. Misses his shot again. Well defended by Copeland. Rebound Warner Melton. Melton back to Burchett. Lance with it. He's going to drive. Elbow jumper. No good. Rebound Nolan. Nolan gets it off to Cole. Cole loses the handle. Regathers. Shot up. And they say he travels. The official, I think, was going to let it go until the Jackson County faithful started calling for it.
May have had a little hop right there, but That's a tough one.
Yeah.
When you got the wingspan of McQuarrie looking at you, that can happen.
5:15 mark of the second. What a contest. 18-18. Tied up here. Highly touted Jackson County trying to sweep Clay County for the season. Aiden Etherton with the bucket. Makes it 20-18. Lance Burchett going to slowly walk it down, Doug. What's your thoughts so far?
Well, kind of what you want in Clay County. You know, the pace is kind of what you want. You're scoring with them. That's just what you want to do, just stay within reach of them.
Nice ball movement, and Jake Copeland getting a big bucket. Cole leads the assist. That's one of those you really should give out an assist to Warner and an assist to Cole, because it was a tag team passing effort to get it down there to the baseline.
Yeah, that ball movement's what got that open.
A drive and no finish. Warner Melton the foul.
And that's one thing about Copeland. He's going to put it in the hole.
Sure.
On that catch, he's got good hands. He can gather it in, Doug, and he can score the basketball.
Well, if you've seen some of the JV games, he's got as good a post play as you'll see for a young kid. He's going to be a nice one.
And I'll tell you, some promise behind him for future years in freshman Ramsey Hayes down there backing him up. So always good to have a big, as you like to call him, Doug.
And if you got multiple bigs, it's real nice.
And just like we've seen some great ones here at Clay County, always, when people want to talk about, well, he's not real tall. Well, what about Gavin Silk, folks?
Yeah.
Gavin Silk is good a post player as ever set foot on Rob Edwards Court, and certainly was not the tallest of them.
Yeah, it's all about positioning and the moves when it comes to that.
Nolan Adams, three ball right corner, no good. Rebound Jackson County. Netherton with it. Looking for a teammate to dump to. Hands off now to Patterson. Patterson to Mattis. And he travels. Oh, no, a foul. I thought
going to get Copeland down low. Double zero.
Are we supposed to let McQuarrie go untouched?
I think so. I mean, they're not going to let him battle at all down there. In this type of game, there's just no way.
Well,
I mean, I didn't see it. He might have hammered him. I don't know.
I mean, there's contact in there. But it's just play contact. It ain't nothing you ought to be calling, I think.
Alex Mattis hits the three-point. Coach Edwards says, let's take a little break here. Jackson County up. Biggest it's been in a while. 5 points, 25-20. Only a 30-second timeout, but we'll play one and be right back.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life, too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Welcome back to Bulldog Basketball, being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition. Jackson County leads Clay County 25-20.
Clay County staying close. Burchett on the drive. Now a foul call. We've got Meadows now with the call. Still getting some of them at both ends. I'm sure the Jackson County folks said, where's the foul on that? And that's how we hit felt a time or two.
Yeah, they're calling it tight on both ends, no doubt. But, in a game like this, you kind of got to let a lot of those go. Let it be decided on the court by the players.
As long as it's consistent, we'll take it. Turnover for Clay County. 3:25 mark of the second. Jackson County trying to build on this five-point lead that they've got. Netherton, actually Patterson with it. Patterson thought about a three, gives it back to Netherton. Now to Mattis, now back outside. Three ball up and good by Parker Patterson. 28-20. And, Doug, we see for the first time around a quarter, it was mid-first quarter when Jackson County stretched out. Now Clay County came back and tied, actually lay it. Now Jackson's stretching again.
Yeah, they're just solid. You know, you key on McQuarrie, but they got guys that knock shots down. They're solid.
Blue Devils on an 8-0 run here.
Nolan Adams trying to end that, and he's fouled going to the line. So another of those calls that has some of the Jackson County folks saying, where was the foul?
Well, I agree with them. I mean, I didn't see anything there either.
Last time around, Nate Adams led Clay County in scoring. 33 is what he had that first night down there at Jackson County. No other dog in double figures in that game. We were still obviously figuring out who we were as a team.
Yeah, 4 or 5 days before, he threw for 303 touchdowns or something, and then went and scored 33.
Nolan Adams hits both of them, both free throws, 28-22, so only a six-point game here. So I think if you would ask Coach Edwards and said, hey, you know, you're down six, 2:35 mark of the second, would you take it? And he probably would have signed up for that.
Well, definitely if you said that and said your main guy sitting on the bench most of that high.
That's right. Two starters neutralized with fouls. Here we go. Cole Eads having his shot blocked by McCrary. Was going to have a nice shot before McCrary was able to block it. Now travel going to be called against Jackson County. Perhaps the best call of the night.
Clay County kind of getting Jackson County sped up a little bit here, Doug. That's what we want.
Timeout taken here by Kevin Thomas. We'll stay on air here and just want to give a shout-out to our presenting sponsor, the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition. We always do it during the girls' game, sometimes during the boys. And, Thomas, appreciate all of our sponsors, but especially them for stepping up and being the presenting sponsor for all the basketball season this year.
Yeah, they've allowed us to help spread their message to parents about talking to their children about the consequences of marijuana, Daniel. And, you know, sometimes it's as simple as doing that.
Yeah,
just having
right.
a conversation, and that's what they're asking parents to do.
Well, you know, we know how it is. Regardless of the topic, as parents, if we don't have the conversations, somebody else is going to. And it's going to be the peers of our students. And while they love their classmates don't always know best. So need to have those conversations. Lance Burchett crossing the timeline here. 2 minutes left, guys, in this first half. Been a good one. Clay County trailing by six. Back on the court, Hayden Adams is checked back in, playing with those two personals. Nolan Adams now with it. Now Hayden going to have to play a little different than he did before. It's Coleed fires a three, too short. Rebound Coleed. And Nolan was going to be there for it if Cole didn't have it. Nolan now with it. He drives inside and going to be fouled. Reach-in foul against Jackson County.
Nolan's a tough matchup for them. He can get by pretty much who's guarding him.
Doing such a good job of just controlling the body. We always talk about the explosiveness as he's got. And, you know, you can't get in front of him. If you start in the same spot and he takes one move that way, you can't move as quick as he does. He's going to beat you, and he did that time. He gets to the hoop this time and lays it in. Goes right up against Big McCrary. It may not have been a slam dunk or anything, guys, but that's what you call getting posterized right there with a little guy and a big guy.
Yeah, no doubt. Just no fear driving in there with Nolan Adams. And what a game he's having, guys. He's got a baker's dozen already, 13.
Minute 10 here, guys. 4 points the difference. Jackson County enjoying this four-point lead, but Clay County refusing to let their downriver rival stretch out too much. Air ball here by Jackson County's Patterson. And we've got Loftus back in the contest.
Jackson County with that 8-0 run, guys, to claim their largest lead of eight. And Clay County chipping away at it again.
Coach Edwards brings Nolan Adams over, gives him individual instructions here. Now Nolan starts to execute with his teammates.
Well, you'd like to go 2-for-1 here with it under a minute.
Nolan getting Adams hammered in the paint. Yeah, McCrary just running into him. And his first personal, I think. McCrary doing a great job. Such a good player. You know, we've been really highlighting Nolan here. And we've done a good job on McCrary. He's been neutralized in large part. Doug, he is... He's good inside now. I think he's one of those guys, got a good mid-range jumper, handles the ball well, and just solid, solid.
Yeah, and if you get a – most of them going to have a big because he's a post. If you come out to get him, he can get by you.
Right. Yeah, he's just a really good player. And hey, he may not have done me growing either.
No, he's young, so he's probably going to have another spurt.
30 seconds left here. Nolan missing those free throws and a foul call. Copeland reads one they're going to get. And all these fouls have come away from the ball. And that's the thing. You've got to make that adjustment. There's no question about them being called tonight. I didn't see it, Thomas. You
You may or may not have had a better view.
I didn't. It's just frustrating. I guess because I've been there at times trying to play a guy like that defensively. I mean, there's no way. You might as well just let him have an open shot, you know.
Official Dyer goes back so far, he may have caught a few personals against you yourself.
Oh, yeah. I gave him plenty of opportunities.
15 seconds left here in this second quarter. 28-24. Got to love where you're at if you're a Clay County fan. Jackson County heavily the favorites coming into this contest. Patterson with it. Pushes off. Gets some space. Hits a big three-pointer at the buzzer. We saw Nolan Adams with a buzzer beater to end one. Now it's Parker Patterson with a buzzer beater. Could have been an offensive foul before called, but no whistles blow on it. 31-24 the score at the half. Clay County trails by 7.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainsborough, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over 2 decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591. Because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
With the Citizens Bank mobile app at Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off, and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Open up an account today to take control and protect your money with the Citizens Bank mobile app at Bank of Salina. Bank of Salina. Serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Across our communities, Macon Bank and Trust Company is here for you. We stand firm behind your investments, and we continue to be a strong supporter of our local schools. Macon Bank and Trust Company, a proud sponsor of our youth athletes. Your hometown community bank since 1919. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Wondering what the Chamber can do for you? The Clay County Chamber of Commerce is the best business partner you can have. Offering the lowest dues in the region starting at $50 a year, the local chamber has the resources to get the word out about your business. From print advertising in local regional publications to digital promotion on social media and beyond, the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is your source for letting people know what you have to offer. And 100% of all chamber dues goes to advertising for members. So become a member today and take advantage of the endless opportunities offered by the Clay County Chamber of Commerce.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Salina, Tennessee, to Joe Sims Gym for the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network, where Jackson County leads Clay County 31-24 here at halftime of the boys' game. And it's time for your first half breakdown, brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. Clay County and Jackson County were tied at the end of one after the Blue Devils went up by as many as 7, and then Clay County closed out the first quarter on a 7-0 run, including a Nolan Adams buzzer-beating three from near half court to tie it at 14. And then Jackson County outscored Clay County 17-10 in the second quarter. They led by as many as 8 then, and then stretched it back to 7 here at the break as I think it was Parker Patterson knocked down another buzzer beater, as it was a 4-point ball game before Patterson buried a step-back three to make it 31-24, a 7-point lead over Clay County here at halftime. Fort Jackson County is being led by Will McCrary. The force inside has a cool dozen. He's got 12 at the halftime. Aiden Netherton has 2. Alex Meadows, 8. And Parker Patterson, also 8 for the Blue Devils. For Clay County, Lance Burchett has 7 points. Cole leads 2. Nolan Adams, a baker's dozen, 13 at the break. And Jake Copeland, who's played some big minutes here for the youngster, has 2 points for Clay County. Story here, Nate Adams, Clay County's leading scorer, scoreless here at the break. He went to the bench, I think it was in the first quarter. It was. With 3 fouls after picking up a technical foul. He didn't play any of the second, but his team still in striking distance as Jackson County leads Clay County 31-24. This first half breakdown has been brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. Try out their new Premier Checking account and find out how to make a deposit from anywhere with ease. Check your balance and much more online at MaconBankandTrust.com. Macon Bank and Trust, come grow with us. Stay with us for more of the Papa Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, including the Subway Trivia Challenge, coming up next.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for levelized billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about levelized billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Back here live on the Papa Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. Clay County trailing by 7 at the break, 31-24. Time now for the Subway Trivia Challenge, brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Brown, who invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches because fresh is what they do. The winner will receive through the mail a Horizon Sports Network sticker and a certificate for a free 6-inch Subway sandwich of their choosing at the Salina Subway location. Please text your answers into the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Remember to include your name along with your answer. Here is tonight's trivia challenge question. In December of 1970, head coach Bobby Westmoreland led his Salina High School Bulldogs in action against Jackson County down in Gainesboro. The Dogs had led the entire contest until the last 5 seconds of the game when the Blue Devils took a 1-point lead. That's when a Bulldog player took the ball down the court and fired up a last-second desperation shot that found its mark, giving the Black and Gold the 59-58 win. And that player finished with a grand total of 2 points in the game. Who was that player? We'll say that one more time. In December 1970, head coach Bobby Westmoreland led his Salina High School Bulldogs in action against Jackson County down in Gainesboro. The Dogs had led the entire contest until the last 5 seconds of the game when the Blue Devils took a one-point lead. That's when a Bulldog player took the ball down the court and fired up a last-second desperation shot that found its mark, giving the player a grand total of 2 points on the night and the black and gold, the 59-58 win. Name that player. Do you think you'd like to weep? I started to say we've got a correct answer, but it come from Doug. Now, Sam Daniels is guest. He said Gary Austin. That's a great guess. Gary was a senior that year because my dad, Jerry Strong, was a senior, and I know they were classmates, but incorrect. So keep with it, Sam. Jerry Lancaster has been guest. Incorrect on that. It was not Jerry Lancaster. 931-397-9004 is that Horizon Sports Network hotline if you'd like to try to take a guess. Doug's just too good. He was in elementary school, 5 years old. You may have heard the legend of that game. We'll try to talk more about it as more guesses come in. Went Young has been guessed by my mom, Linda Strong. She was in high school, of course, during those years. Went Young was the leading scorer that night. He was the leading scorer, but he was not the player who drained the desperation shot. Now, it wasn't a three-pointer. Probably would have been had there been a three-point line. Of course, in the 70-71 season, there was no three-point line. But Winton probably the best basketball player on that team and the typical leading scorer. But he was not the final shot maker. 7:40 and ticking here. Clay County cut it by 1 point. Who was even shooting the free throws, Lance?
Lance, yeah.
Made one or two.
Merchant makes one or two there. Sam Daniels guesses James Trowball. Now, Trowball might have been a freshman on that squad. He's either an eighth grade or a freshman one. So incorrect. Great guess, though. Of course, Clay County Sports Hall of Famer, James Trowball. McCrary with it. Kicks it back outside. Jackson County thinking about a three. Linda Strong also guessing Mike Barlow, who was a senior on that squad. Incorrect on Mike Barlow. It's Isaiah Thomas. Hits a bucket.
A good ball mover there, Jackson. Real patient. Got in the gap and got a good bucket.
Burchett on the drive. Madison Short guesses Danny Kendall. Another good guess. Incorrect, though. Still looking for who hit that desperation shot with seconds left to beat Gainesboro in December of the 1971 season. December of 70 as McCrary hits another. 35-25, guys.
He's really impressive. I mean, he's automatic. Inside the free throw line, Doug.
Yeah, and like I said, if you come out to get on him, he's good enough for the ball to get by you.
Nolan Adams had a great first half. On the floor for Clay County, Nate Adams, Nolan Adams, Hayden Adams. Lance Burchett and Cole Eads, original five starters. Of course, Nate playing with that technical playoff marker.
Blue Devils' largest lead of the game, Daniel. Double figures.
10 points, 35-25. Travis Cherry has been guessed for the trivia answer. Incorrect. 8-foot jumper in the paint. No good. Isaiah Thomas, the rebound. Jackson County's come out strong here, out hustling Clay County on the boards. Their third opportunity on this possession. And they miss again. Now finally a rebound, Lance Burchett. Jackson County couldn't buy one on that trip. Khalid's on the way. His layup good. Nice little hesitation move.
Nice little bucket there. We needed a bucket.
Gary J. Strong, Clay County Sports Hall of Famer, being guest by Sam Daniels. And Gary J., graduate of the class of 75, so 5'4", 3'2", he would have been in eighth grade out at Moss, I guess, Moss School. Did it run through junior high, the Moss School? I know he attended school at Moss.
Yeah, because I remember they had like a little county tournament with all the little schools had. Maple Grove, Moss, Hurdy Springs, Salina.
Union Hill.
Yeah.
Plainview. A lot of them years ago. Gary Plumlee has been guessed by Tyler Kerr. Incorrect. Plumlee, a 77 graduate. So he came along a little later. Another Clay County Sports Hall of Famer. Definitely hitting some strong guesses, guys, but still looking for the right one. James Caulfield's also being guessed. Incorrect. 440 mark of this third quarter. Been a slow one so far, 35-27. Empty possession by Clay County. Jackson County coming the other way. McCray misses his shot, a rare miss. Jump ball could have been called, but McCray ends up getting it quicker. Nice job by McCray to get possession over the top. 5 second call. A technical foul against Jackson County?
Yep.
Okay, so Meadows from Jackson County gets a technical.
That is good defense right there with Nolan. Just got him frustrated.
Well, we mentioned earlier, you know, one-on-one in a phone booth, so to speak. Nolan, the best defender on the squad, and that's what we saw over there. A one-man trap on the sideline. Other guesses coming. Bill Napier, our late uncle, being guessed. Once again, Sam, he was a classmate of Gary J. Strong's, so he was not hardly in high school yet. Mike Smith being guessed. That's incorrect. Boy, we've come up with a good trivia question tonight, haven't we? Really stumping the listeners, and they're coming up with some great guesses. Still looking for an answer, though. 4:10 mark here. 35-27. Dogs down by 7. Oh, cutting it again.
Nate right there.
Nate Adams. Signature drive and finish. 35-29. Clay trailing by 6. Jackson County, guys, if you're tuning in late, 20-2 on the year. Strong, strong double-A team this year. Clay County 16-5, of course. No snaps themselves in single-A. Lance Burchett drives inside, puts on the brakes, kicks to Nolan Adams. Nolan drives baseline. His shot up. Good play block. We're back, guys, to a four-point game, 35-31. Walt Weaver being guessed, Thomas's uncle. Once again, just a little later, I think. He was. He came in there. He might have been a freshman on that squad as well, but incorrect. Three-pointer by Patterson, no good. Kept alive by Netherton inside to McCurry. His bucket's good.
Good job for Jackson. Got to get that run down and keep it in play.
37-31. Jackson in front. Clay has led in this game two different times by 2 points. I think it was 16-14, then 18-16. That's the only leads we've had. Jackson is led by no more than 10. It's been extremely close. Nate Adams, a big corner three. And if that didn't bring this crowd to life, I don't know what would have. And it brought me to life, Doug. What a shot.
That was a nice one. The one we needed right there, too.
Foul being called on Nate, his fourth. He can't react to it, though. He done got one technical. Got to play clean here. 2:39 mark of the third. Thomas, we've cut it to 3 points, 37-34.
Yeah, Nate Adams locked in here in the second half for sure. You can just kind of see it in his swagger, Doug. But unfortunately, picked up a quick foul.
Jackson County on inbound.
No, it went to Nolan.
No, it went to Nolan.
Good,
they
called
it on Nolan.
I like it.
That's even better.
Only a second personal. Now a foul called on Hayden. And I'm not watching them. Could it be that this is as much McCrary as it is Hayden as far as getting tangled up and stuff?
Well, at this point, you know, Coach Evers always says you got to adjust to how they're calling it.
Right.
But, you know, I don't know how you do that unless you don't guard him underneath there. It's just tough.
McCrary just Kenneth Brady being guessed on the hotline. Once again, incorrect. We're going to get a foul call on Nolan, his third, simply trying to tie up for possession of the ball. And I guess he never got enough of the ball to get the jump ball call. Or, okay, now Warner. We just need to wait and let them call. We've been wrong the last 2 times. McCurry on them now misses it. Rebound, Coleach. Here we go, fast break opportunity. Coleach full head of steam all the way to the rack. Shot up, blocked out of bounds. Oh, a technical foul against Jackson County. Number 15, I think. Let's make sure. Jackson County, the ones who are struggling to keep their composure, is Kenley Letterman, I think, picks up the personal.
I think, I don't know. just the way they're calling it tonight. I'll take the Blue Devil side on that one. Yeah. You know, he made a great play, rejection, nice block shot, and he just kind of flexed a little bit, yeah. Doug, and they stuck him with it. You know, let him have a little bit of emotion.
Well, see, I was afraid a few minutes ago they'd call a technical on Nolan because he was applauding the foul call just because he was proud of his five-second call.
I mean, it's
call.
Like, I don't know. Can't play physical. You can't have any emotion here tonight.
We have a correct answer coming in here. And they even went as far as to have guessed the jersey number the man was wearing.
Huh?
All right, let's catch everybody up. Danny Watson was guessed, incorrect. Had another guess, Carl Davis, right arrow for him, but incorrect. Now, here's a correct answer on the hotline. I'm going to see if I've, listener, if you see in the end Charles Savage, who was wearing number 23 or number 35, send us your name because I want to announce who you were. You're spot on. It was Charles Savage. He had 2 points on the night, guys, and it was the last shot of the night, the most important two. The 59-58 win back in December 1970. Charles Savage drained it, and whoever it was won here also says they've enjoyed all the wrong guesses. Maybe took them down a trip on memory lane, but they have won it tonight. So send us in your mailing address and who you are. Doug, you knew the answer. Was you at that game as a young 5-year old?
No, I was 5 years old, but I've heard Bobby Wisner tell that story 10 million times, I believe.
It's Charles Savage. Charles Savage is the winner.
Oh,
the,
no wonder he knew his own jersey. Almost.
Here we go. Lance Burchett taking it away. Fires the three in there. Lance Burchett gets Clay County the first lead in about two quarters of play. 38-37. What about it, Doug?
Nice from Clay County. Got on a good little roll.
Charles Savage wins the trivia. Lance Burchett hits the three.
What a combination.
McCrary with it at the free throw line. Kicks outside. Three long up from Jackson County. No good. Rebound Clay County. Nate Adams with it. Crosses the timeline. Works off to the right. To the hoop. Shot up. No good. Rebound, Isaiah Thomas. No, that's number 10 for Jackson County. He hands off to Meadows.
It's a great job by the Bulldogs, you know, keeping their composure and fighting back in this one, Doug. They were down 10 at the beginning of this frame.
It was, like I said, just good composure for them, worked hard and got back in the game and took a lead.
McCrary, baseline jumper, good. As you guys said, almost automatic from there. 39-38, Jackson back in front by one. Of course, that trivia challenge brought to you by Subway. Greg and Melissa Brandon, the local owners, whose sandwich charter is ready to take your order in person, online, or in the Subway app every day until 9 p.m. Eat fresh and refresh at Subway on the bypass in Salina. 25 seconds left in this third quarter, 39-38. What a great third quarter for Clay County. Two technicals being assessed against Jackson. Clay County's maintained their composure, cut this thing to a one-point game after leading a few moments ago.
Yeah, and you got to credit the senior Nate Adams coming in, just doing what he does. He's scoring 5 points in this quarter, and Nolan Adams trying to do what he does.
Misses the shot at the buzzer. End of three shows us the score of Jackson County 39, Clay County 38. Stay with us for the final 8 minutes.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Bulldog Basketball, being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, who remind parents to talk to their children about the consequences of marijuana. Clay County outscores Jackson County 14-8 in the third quarter to pull within one. It's 39-38 in favor of the Blue Devils. Here's your dog scoring summary brought to you by Salina Lumber Company. Nate Adams, 5 points in the game, and all coming in that third quarter. Lance Burchett up to 11. Cole Leach has 5. Nolan Adams, 15. And Jake Copeland, 2 for the Bulldogs. Isaiah Thomas, 2. Parker Patterson, Alex Meadows, both with 8. Aiden Netherton has 2. And Will McCrary with 18 so far as Jackson County maintains this one-point lead. This dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Salina Lumber Company. Serving you since 1962, Salina Lumber has been supplying local construction projects for over six decades and remains committed to their long-standing tradition of supporting the community. Salina Lumber, where there's so much more than a hardware store. Look like good defense by Clay County, Daniel.
No doubt. That's been the story of this second half, guys. And I've said, guys, 50 times tonight. That's just been my fallback word, I suppose, tonight.
Hey, Clay just battled this second half. They've done a real good job just getting in there and fighting with them.
7:30 mark of the fourth. Warner Melton, right side shelf, taking a drive. Fouled on the second shot. I guess they say it was just a clean block. Lance Burchett, three-pointer. No good. Warner Melton being hammered. They're going to get him for the foul, though, I'm afraid. Yep, they do. He was over the back, but somebody came over the back of him. So
yeah. I guess just pick one right there.
Yeah.
He got picked.
Too aggressive.
Yeah.
Can't be physical.
7:15 left in this one. Clay County trailing by one. What a back-and-forth game it's been. Three-pointer. No good. My Jackson County's Patterson. Rebound, Nate Adams. Nate, full head of steam, all the way to the hoop. Misses the shot. Now coming the other way's Meadows, just as fast. His layup good. 41-38. .6:45 left. Lance Burgett, Nolan Adams, Warner Melton, Nate Adams, and Cole Eads on the floor. Hayden Adams on the bench with four personals. Jake Copeland played some big minutes earlier in this contest, played well. Cole Eads foul on the floor. So we continue to see the consistency of the calls. You know, it definitely, there's been times this year I felt like Clay was being attacked or something.
Yeah,
and,
oh, it's definitely both ways. Yeah. I just wish they'd let him play.
Nate Adams misses on the inbound. Rebound, Jackson County.
Need a stop on this possession. We need a good stop.
Jackson County's played some low-scoring affairs this year. Usually much higher in the fourth quarter than the 41 they currently have. Three ball up and good by Kenley. Netherton. Aiden Netherton. I accidentally called Netherton Letterman earlier, and I was looking at the girls' roster. I apologize for that. Bring Jackson County listeners. We'll play one ad here. 30-second timeout taken. 44-38. Jackson leads by six.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Welcome back to Bulldog Basketball, being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, who remind parents to talk to their children about the consequences of marijuana. Jackson County pushes it out to a six-point lead. They're up 44-38. About 6 minutes left in this one, Daniel.
Lot of time.
Been fun.
Lot of time. Here we go. Season second clash on the Cumberland. Last time around, the Blue Devils won 74-61 down in Gainesboro on November 29th. Well, here on February 11th, it's 44-38. Much lower scoring. Nolan Adams kicks to Nate. Nate, three-pointer. No good. Got his own rebound. Nate with it. Power dribble. Works against McCrary. Shot block. Clay County maintains possession. Coach Edwards sends in the play. I went blank. The inbound play. Swinging the perimeter. Lance Burchett left wing. Pulls the trigger on one, and it was almost good. Hit the back of the iron.
Yeah, good look.
McCrary the rebound. Meadows with it. Works over to Patterson. Now Netherton. Back to Meadows left wing. Clay County, oh, good job by Nate O'Nolan. Comes up with a steal. Works out to Cole. Cole now through the hoop. Layup, no good. Cleaned up, though, by a dog, but no good on the putback. The rebound and push pass by 10 out to number 15, Aiden Netherton, and his bucket good. Stretched back out to a six-point game, 44-38. Clay's had some good looks here in the first half of the fourth quarter, but shots just not falling.
Yeah, they're getting some looks.
Now a foul called against Jackson County.
It's actually an eight-point margin, Daniel. The scoreboard was a little behind on you.
Okay, they have changed it now, 46-38.
Well, you're going to see Jackson County get what they do well. They're going to get patient and move that ball.
Lance with it on the inbound. Did see one more guest that came to my cell phone instead of the hotline. She may have been the winner. Christy Beasley knew the answer. Offensive foul call against Nolan Adams. Nolan Adams, I think Nolan's third. Christy had sent in the correct response. Bit of an inside story there. Savage apparently the day before in practice had bit his tongue and had not played any that night until the very end. And that accounts for the two-point tally that he finished with. But it's a good thing he was available for those final 5 seconds.
Oh.
Ooh, what a near opportunity there that Clay County couldn't hang on to. Lance just couldn't bring it in.
Yeah, just a tough break there. Clay County made a good play defensively and just couldn't make the offensive play.
3:51 left in this fourth quarter, 46-38. Clay trails by 8, needing a stop. Fourth quarter has just not been kind to the Dogs. Shots have not fallen. McCrary with it on the block. Pivot step, shot is good. Out to a 10-point game, just like that. It was a 1-point deficit at the quarter change. Cole leads in the corner. 3:25 left. Time's starting to get short. Nolan Adams, deep three, left side. Little short, kept alive by Hayden, but throws it out of bounds. Great effort by Hayden. And a timeout taken by Coach Edwards. We'll take it with him. 3:17 left to play in regulation. Clay County, 38. Jackson County, 48.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Wondering what the Chamber can do for you? The Clay County Chamber of Commerce is the best business partner you can have. Offering the lowest dues in the region starting at $50 a year, the local chamber has the resources to get the word out about your business. From print advertising in local and regional publications to digital promotion on social media and beyond, the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is your source for letting people know what you have to offer. And 100% of all chamber dues goes to advertising for members. So become a member today and take advantage of the endless opportunities offered by the Clay County Chamber of Commerce.
Back here live. 3:05 left in this one. Patterson inside, kicks it outside. Jackson County just looking for a good shot. They find one here. Patterson pulls the trigger. No good on the three. Guys on rebound. Now an even better shot from block. It's blocked. Nate Adams comes up with the loose ball rebound. He drives downside as it knocked away by Jackson County. Clay County obviously maintains possession. And now Nate being given a technical foul for smiling. Apparently, I don't know, I didn't see his mouth moving. I was watching him. He was smiling. Now, he may have been doing more. I hope he was, because we just saw a technical foul. That means that's his second. He's ejected. He can't play against Jellicoe on Friday, nor in the district semifinal against Gordonsville at Livingston Academy on Friday the 21st, if we're right on what we just saw.
I don't know for sure, but I think it might be. And, guys, I mean, This is what we've seen all night long out of this crew. They're going to call everything.
Well, they're conferencing
really,
right now.
Really tight. But no, I'm not sure about the technical call here. But if it is too, he does have an ejection, and it would be a shame.
Yeah, they're saying he's done. I sure would love to know what he did. You know, I was watching him close. He was smiling. That's what you just heard us say is the correct information. You know, I'd even said, Doug, at the break off air as we were discussing about the prospects of everything. Yeah. I said, hey, if he gets a second one, we won't have him against Gordonsville.
Yeah.
And that's what we're seeing playing out here. All right, still got one going here, 249 left in this one. And it was Patterson, Parker Patterson at the line. He hit two free throws, makes it 50-38. And kind of based on what I've been told and heard about that, you can't appeal or overturn. They won't. Tell us the way will not take away a technical foul or give a technical foul based on video footage. I mean, if they don't call it in the game, I mean, if you punch somebody in the nose, broke their nose in five places, and they bled over the floor, if they don't call a technical foul at that time in the game, they will not call it from a video review later. Nor will they take away a technical foul from a video review later. Is what I understand.
Yeah, it's just unfortunate circumstances for sure. You know, a good rivalry game going back and forth, and, you know, I don't know. It's my opinion, but I feel like the officials just kind of inserted themselves into this contest tonight when they could have let two good teams go at it.
Yeah.
50-38, 12 points the difference, 2:32 left in this one, and we'll try to get back on point here.
Yeah, Clay County still has not scored here in the fourth quarter, guys. And Jackson County putting this away at the free throw line.
Meadows at the line. Hits his first free throw. Another one coming out to a 13-point game. Of course, as we mentioned the last time, the final was a 13-point difference, 74-61. Hits both of them. And Kevin Thomas takes a timeout. We're just playing at ourselves, 2:32 left in this one, 52-38, Jackson in front.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
2:25 left in this one, and things have got stretched out here. Lance Burchard trying to draw back closer. Three-pointer no good. McCray, the rebound and a travel, but they have protected him all night also from traveling. Great player. And he's been treated as such.
Yeah.
Kind of got the great player treatment tonight. Hey, we've had some of it ourselves. Nolan's had some pretty good treatment at times with some stuff.
Yeah, you see Juju Villa coming in here tonight. He knocked down a few threes in that JV game, guys. Multiple.
Yes, solid young player. Good ball handler. Hustler. Good defender. I get him for the foul here. Was out of position that time.
Netherton back at the line.
Yeah, Netherton there. I thought Meadows was there on that trip before, but it could have been Netherton. We'll find out for sure from Coach Meadows, I guess, but I would go with my gut if I were you, Thomas.
Meadows. Okay.
Second one away, also good. So pretty good free throw shooting there. Makes it 54-38. This one pretty much done with here. Man, what a close contest. Got to give Jackson County credit. Co-leads, that's a bucket. 14 points the difference, minute 35 to play. Crazier things have happened. They're going to get Warner Mountain on the foul. We'll walk to, no, that's only the fourth foul.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, for Clay County to come in here and win this game, you know, you'd have to call it an upset at this point for sure, the way Jackson County's been playing this year. And they gave them all they wanted for three quarters.
I don't understand. I guess the scoreboard's just wrong as far as team fouls and bonus, because Jackson's not in the bonus according to the – no, I'm just looking at it wrong, Anna. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
They've got the bonus. There's the B. Okay, never mind. I'm just out of it. I've been out of sorts since Nate got tossed out here from that second technical. Just hate to see that, you know. Hate to see that. Lance Burchett, strong drive. Don't finish, but a foul call. Coach Edwards has his subs waiting at the scorer's table. They tried to go in. Notice these freshmen at times get a little overzealous when they get up there. They don't wait until
they want in.
The official usually will let them know when they want them money.
Yeah.
Coach Edwards called them that time. So Caden Copeland, Isaiah Burnett, Jake Copeland checking in. Lance Burchett at the line. Fletcher Strong waiting at the scores table to check in for him. Juju Biddle will stay on the floor to round that lineup. So Lance will stay out there because he missed the second free throw. My wife sends a text message of a Gordonsville has beat Pickett County.
Oh, really?
So if that information is correct, and I presume that it is, the Clay boys will be the 3-seed, and then Gordonsville the 2. Still playing each other. Coach Thomas, kind of timeout just for subs.
That matchup said, it's just like said, who's going to be the home, who's going to be the visitor.
Jackson County goes to 21-2 on the year. We've got 1 minute left to play, but Clay County will drop to 16-6. This is still a strong season Clay County's put together. Just so happens. Got Pickett County really strong. Jackson County really strong. That's four of the six losses right there. The other one lost to Gordonsville. The other one lost to Livingston. Clay County, three-pointer hit by number 21.
That's Jet Tucker knocking it down.
Villa ahead to Copeland. And now Ramsey Hayes going to check in for Jake Copeland. Copeland, as we mentioned, got significant time in that second quarter earlier.
And played really well with the ones tonight, guys.
I agree.
Good bright spot with Jake there. For, you know, just needed to step up and play, and he done that tonight.
43.3 seconds. Billy inbounds to Strong. Strong to Burnett. Burnett to Copeland. Caden with it. Kicks back out to Juju. Juju to Strong. That's swing to Burnett. Now Copeland again. Free throw range jumper good. 58-43. Jackson County, number four, fires a three ball, too strong. Rebound strong with it. Gets it to Burnett, 15 seconds left. Burnett crosses the timeline. Kicks back to Strong, who swings to Bella. Bella now inside the Copeland, loose ball picked back up. Clay County with 3 seconds, might as well fire one, and they do. Burnett's shot, no good. Buzzer's going to sound. This one goes final. Clay County fought hard, but just not enough tonight. For Kevin Thomas and the Jackson County Blue Devils, final score, Jackson County 58, Clay County 43.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Tri-County Electric can help make gift-giving easier for any occasion. We carry Panamax surge protection along with NOAA public alert radios with SAME technology. If you don't want to pay cash, we'll be happy to let you pay over 3 months with 0% interest. Tri-County Electric also offers gift certificates that may be purchased in any amount. Gift certificates are always appreciated, and they can be used on any of our products, including the electric bill. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Locally owned and operated by Chris and Derek Hicks, H&H Auto and Equipment Parts proudly serves Clay County and surrounding areas with all their parts needs. Fueled by their passion for parts, service, and the community, H&H is the name you can trust when it comes to finding the right automotive, marine, heavy-duty, agricultural, or construction equipment part. And they provide it all with community-driven customer service from a friendly and knowledgeable staff. H&H Auto and Equipment Parts, getting you back on the road, back on the water, and back to work in no time.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel and Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau. Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network for the Farm Bureau postgame show here at Joe Sims Gyms. Joe Sims Gym. Clay County's ladies winners tonight. The Dogs and Coach Edwards fail in a tough one to Jackson County. We're going to get into the Bulldog Wrap-Up brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee.
Take it away, Tom.
Well, guys, three quarters of this ball game was back and forth. Clay County had a big response several times as they got down. It was tied at 14 at the end of the first quarter. And then a seven-point ball game as Jackson County nailed a buzzer-beating three at the break. They led 31-24. And then here came Clay County and outscored Jackson County 14-8 in the third. Doug showed some resiliency, cut it to a one-point ball game, headed into the fourth quarter, and then it was all Blue Devils there. Clay County could not find a basket, had some bad luck go our way, and other things like that. But credit this Blue Devil team. They're one of the best probably in the state.
They're going to match up well with everybody. Like I said, we made that good run there, and then they just choked by. They're one of the top teams in the state now. They just got under control. Of course, good coaching. I mean, Coach Arnold takes a timeout, and then they get to doing what they do, and we just couldn't do anything with it from that point.
Yeah, Clay County got it. It was a three-point ball game. Well, one, you know, and then Jackson County ripped off like a 9-0 run to go up 10 or 12. Clay County finally got a basket, Daniel, but just really couldn't stop the bleeding there.
Yeah, it just, you know, you get a good team with the momentum going there, and it's a hard thing to take it back.
No doubt. Clay County ends up falling by 15, 58-43 for Jackson County. Defensively, again, I think we did about as good as you can do on one of the best players around in Will McCrary with multiple guys, Jake Copeland, Hayden Adams, Cole Leeds, Warner Melton, a little bit of everybody helping off on him, especially with the way the – you know, the referees were kind of calling it. You couldn't play physical at all against him, Doug, but held him to 20. I think he averages a little more than that. And, really, the outside shooting of Jackson County is what made the difference here, not McCrary in the paint.
Yeah, well, if we hold him to 20, that's a win for us. You've got to make plays then, because he's a matchup. I don't care who's playing them. He's a tough matchup for anybody. We done pretty well on him. I mean, and – that's their go-to guy.
Yeah, no doubt about it. But he had two others in double figures, Parker Patterson with 10, Alex Meadows with 13, Aiden Netherton with 9, and then Isaiah Thomas had 2, and then Jet Tucker making a 3 down the stretch. For Clay County, they were led by Nolan Adams, who kind of made a big run there in the second quarter. He ended up with 15 on the night, kept Clay County in it early. They got down in that second about 8 points at one time, and then here come Nolan Adams, kept them in it. He finished with 15. Lance Burgett had 12. Nate Adams held to 5. Cole Eads, 7. Jake Copeland and Caden Copeland both with 2 for the Dogs, who fall 58-43.
There you go, folks. That has been the Bulldog Wrap-Up, brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Find out how to build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abog Homes in Hermit Springs. Find out more at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build. Stay with us through one more promo. We'll come back and announce tonight's TDS top performers.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, the announcement of the TDS top players from both the girls' and boys' games by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong, and much more on the Farm Bureau post-game show, all coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Back here live from Joe Sims Gym on the Farm Bureau Post Game Show. Once again, Clay County's ladies win tonight. Get to an even 12-12 on the season. The Dogs dropping that one, going to 16-6. Time to announce the TDS top performers from tonight's games. We're going to go ahead and start with the girls, as always, and got to start off with the girl who got Clay County started with the first bucket of the contest. She came here to play tonight, junior, power forward, Baylor Walden, had that first bucket, Thomas, and that wasn't all she did. Kind of did set that tone early, though. But nice to see her having a nice game tonight.
Yeah, she played really well and, you know, finished with 12 points in this one, got into double figures. We know what she does defensively and on the boards and, you know, hustle plays and physicality and things of that nature. But to me, what she did was, you know, give Clay County a chance in this one. We saw Jackson County cut it to a 3-point ball game right there at the end of the third quarter, and if things weren't looking good, Baylor Walden got one to go right there at the end of the buzzer, made it a 5-point game, and then she scored the first two of the fourth quarter, got it back out to 7, and that kind of got the Lady Dogs on the right path, Doug. To me, that was a huge sequence for Baylor Walden, and she made a lot of plays like that tonight.
Yeah, and one of the things we talked about starting that game, they need to look, score more. Well, that's right. What Baylor done tonight. She hadn't been looking to score a lot early, and she just kind of got aggressive and started looking to score and just had one of those games, and that's what we need from her.
Knocked down 2 3-pointers also in that one. It's a good time for that shot to get going for Baylor Walden, Daniel, as we head into the postseason.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Baylor, you know, not to put pressure on her or anything like that, but to me, she's kind of the one that I don't think she's hardly playing. You know, she's not at her ceiling. You know, she can go beyond, and everybody can. You know, everybody can always improve. She's averaging 5.7 points a game this year through the 24 contests they play. Well, I think it can be more what we saw tonight, that 12-point night. And it was balanced throughout. It wasn't, you know, it was 5 in the first.
Yeah.
Just looking at it a minute ago, by the quarter breakdown, you had it pulled up. She scored in all 4 quarters.
Yes, she
had
did.
Had 5 points in the first. Other times, it was a single bucket in each quarter. Well, you had 3 a quarter, and you got 12 points at the end, and you're in double figures. And I think she can do that. If we get more of that from Baylor Walden, the Lady Dogs may turn on big this postseason, guys.
And again, I think the difference was she looked to score early.
She did.
And I think that's just what she needs to do. Then that opens up everybody else, and you've seen that with some of those open shots we knocked down. she got a grace for her to drop down on her, and she's finding that girl.
Well,
so.
if she ever goes back and listens to this, let's put it in some good terms, she might understand. I guarantee here in about 6 weeks, when she faces the first batter of the season on the softball diamond, she's going to blow that 70-mile-an-hour fastball right past them with aggression to set the tone early. Well, that's what she did tonight, and that's what we need. That was great.
I agree.
Boys action. Lance Burchett. No, not Lance Burchett. We talked about Lance being seniors and stuff earlier. Jake Copeland, the sophomore, coming in and playing huge here. And, guys, he probably anticipated I might have to get used tonight, depending on the foul trouble. It happened quicker. He was out there for a long time in that second quarter and looked the part.
Yeah, he did. And, you know, he'd already played another game in two tonight, guys. He probably had, at least. I know he's in double figures. He didn't miss many shots in that JV game, and then came in here on a big stage against one of the best players in the state. We said that all night. And Will McCrary, Doug, and first two possessions he guarded him. I think he got a steal on the first one and then a stop on the next one. And it just kind of went from there. You saw his confidence grow. He got a good catch and a finish underneath, Doug. And this is a kid we're going to have to rely on moving forward in the postseason. And he's come a long way and played big tonight.
Oh, yeah. And like I said, guarding one of the best players in the state of Tennessee tonight. And like I said, no matter who plays this Jackson County team, that matchup's going to be tough on anybody. And he handled it very well tonight as a sophomore.
He did. And, you know, kind of his first time, the pressure didn't get to him either, Daniel, of having – yeah, he knew it was coming. He definitely knew it was coming. I'm sure Coach Evers had told him that. And we've seen him from time to time throughout the season. But tonight, the pressure was on, and he delivered.
What I saw tonight out of Jake, and we've talked about it the prior times we'd seen him with the varsity lineup, we'd said he's got to get adjusted to the speed, Well, tonight he was adjusted to the speed.
He was.
We saw one nice deal earlier down here. I think it was the one I commented. It was Warner to Cole, Cole to Jake. Inside, you know, outside in on that double pass assist, and he knew it was coming. He was ready and waiting for it, and was there. And like you mentioned, when he gets it on the block, I know that's a high percentage shot. Well, Jake Copeland's block shot maybe even higher percentage than most.
Yeah,
because he's pretty routine at it, and just gonna be a strong player moving forward. Not only this season, but the next 2 years, gonna be a dominant force for the Black, Purple, and Gold. Just
getting totally
the front end of his career. Jake Copeland and Baylor Walden, tonight's TDS top performers in these matchups. Top performers, as always, are brought to you by TDS Disposal. They serve all of your waste management needs and are proud supporters of KKN's athletes and cheerleaders. Last home game, perhaps, of the year. You've got to get back here. You've got to finish top two in the District 7-8 tournament to have a region quarter satellite game or be region champs and have a sub-state game at home. So, very well could be the last time we're sitting here in Joe Sims' gym tonight. And got to mention before we sign off about those six seniors, two cheerleaders, four players, Jade Walker, Maddie Kyle, Lacey Wicks, Lance Burchett, Hayden Adams, Nate Adams. We talked about them, Thomas, after the ceremony when we came back on air, and just talked about the other stuff that it was at sports and just being good human beings and good students and putting a lot of work into it. We appreciate them.
Yeah, no doubt. And you talk about dedication from the cheerleaders and players on the basketball team, Doug, and they all do it the right way.
Yeah, it's just, again, just an outstanding bunch of young kids that you're just proud that they're in your community and support your school, and just good kids.
No doubt. Fortunately, they're not done. This was not the last one. They've got more basketball in front of us. The next one coming up, road trip, Valentine's Day. On Friday, a couple days from now, Jellico, going to be a, clarifying, is it 5:30 Eastern? 4:30 Central.
It's a 5 o'clock. I came right.
And we've been all over the place.
We have been all over the place. I need to know. Yeah, look it up. Take the time here.
we're gonna make the trip. We'll be over there to broadcast. In case you're wondering, come here, Mella. Mella's running around. You see her on the screen. She's wanting to talk. I was trying to get her to come.
I'm not finding Rob's text.
Well,
we're talking down there.
We'll announce it on Facebook, I guess.
Yeah.
But, I thought it was a 4:30 Eastern or a
4:30 Central.
I know he told me Saturday was 6 o'clock Eastern. That's what he told me.
Okay, 6 Eastern, so it's 5 o'clock Central.
Yeah,
either way, we'll find out. Announce it on Facebook.
And we'll be over there.
We'll
be over there. Guys, we appreciate you tuning in. Appreciate all of our sponsors.
and presenting sponsor of Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition and everybody else who makes this happen every time that we hit go live, and we got an answer.
Hang on to this thing. Where'd it go?
Man, these last 34 people that's viewing this right now, they're diehard fans. I love it.
Oh, yeah.
We've got, and we still get comments 8 years in. There was somebody tonight from Jackson County, you know, complimenting it. So it's not just local folk sponsors, if any of you listeners are sponsors.
Well,
you're reaching other areas in the Upper Cumberland with these broadcasts.
Yeah, no doubt about it, and we love doing it, too. And hopefully we've got a lot more to go. Doug said he had it, but I don't think he does. We're going to have to sign off.
Cover it. There it is.
Oh, you had deleted it.
I deleted it. So now let me go, boys.
We're going to give you one more chance.
One more chance? All right.
Let's see. Right here it is. Okay. 6 Eastern, 5 Central.
Okay.
That's from Coach Edwards.
So we'll be going on at 4:45
Central.
Central line of time.
Yeah. There you go. All right, folks, until Jellico at 4:45 on Friday, Central Time. For Joe Sims, Doug Strong, and Thomas Weaver, I'm Daniel Strong. Wish you all a good night.